You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics.
No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yeah. That's right, guys. Well, listen, here we go. It's a new year.
Right. That's
it's
right.
A new year, people.
Man.
2016 has arrived, and we are there.
No, no,
it is Monday, January something.
No, it's
and,
no.
And,
it's
and
Monday, it, December 29th.
But dude, it's an illusion, you
it's
fucking
open. No, wait, it's not.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year. It's New Year's Eve. We're at the Comedy Cellar. We're right. It just turned 12.
Woo!
It's 2016.
I can't wait. Your fresh half, opportunity.
Half the room in here, they're gonna lose weight for the new year. Boom! Hey, happy New Year, everybody. We recorded this way earlier. Apparently, people can't lie. You can't lie for television.
I did lie.
When'd you lie? When you said you were fucking, you're gonna fucking do everything I asked you to do.
I did everything today. The lights are off.
You did everything. You did great. You did great today. We don't need her anymore. We don't need Lauren. You're fucking on point.
Nice.
I know.
Oh, did you?
You're on point.
Huh? Is that what happened? Scopo stepped his game up.
He stepped his game up.
Who's Lauren?
The one you were
the hot chick, about. The one you were talking. You said she's looking, good looking girl, not
no,
hot, but you said good looking.
No, I didn't. I said
Paul was like, I want a finger banger. It was so weird. Paul was so
graphic. I was gonna say earlier, that this lineup looks like from here to here looks like Verzi took some poison fucking madman pill, and you became this.
What?
Nah, Jesus Christ.
Poison mad. Wow, Scopo. Nostradamus, it looks like.
You meant the potion Bugs Bunny took?
Yeah. I wish you helped me out before I did it. I actually saved that one for air, and then fucking the mush put the kibosh on
Don't
it.
Don't blame my your fucking shitty jokes on me.
Why can't I? It's my show. I can blame it. We got a fucking great lineup tonight. Where it's a late night show. We're live, and the show's coming out. We're doing this so we can all have a week off and get Santa gifts and you do Santa?
We're getting Santa gifts?
I used to do Christmas when I was a kid, but that kind of cooled off.
Are you going
to
be a condescending cunt the whole show again?
No, I'm not.
You fucking hipster shit mustache fat fucking roly-poly cocksucker.
I'm not that.
He is growing a beard out.
I swear to God, I'll fucking attack you.
What?
You are growing a
Thank
beard.
Thank you, Paul.
Fuck you. He's not on your side. He's on my side.
He said Jesus.
He's a fucking Italian. He backs me up even when I'm wrong.
He's half Greek. You didn't know that about him. That's right.
We got. Yeah, I'll fuck you and your Mediterranean fucking.
Mediterranean American. That's what
you're
I am.
Not.
I actually had genetic tests done. I'm 3% Jew.
No, are you?
Yeah,
well, he
for
did
real.
That to get in the business.
I'm Stavros Halkistine.
That's in his fucking bio now.
Yeah.
That'll help.
According to Ancestry.com.
Jesus Christ.
Now, when you start making money, are you going to buy better clothes?
Yeah, I will, but I'm not. I don't have any, so I'm just going to keep rocking with this Target.
I like that shirt, though.
I have some more shit for you, dude.
I'd love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd love that shirt, by the way.
But what, this one?
Do you give hand-me-downs? It's like a little brother thing?
Yeah,
hand-me-downs?
Literally, yes. My only winter coat is Bobby's old coat.
Well, it's so funny that me and Stavros are friends now. Like, I used to be friends with DeRosa and, like, Soda and Lewis when I was thinner. And, like, Lewis had my jacket on that I used to – my awesome jacket. That's like a $300 coat. Met the hemo of my house. I gave him all kinds of clothes and – He still wears them. Still has. I remember, like, I see Lewis in some fucking Instagram photos, and he has my cool thin guy shirts, like like an Asian lady giving a fucking dude a massage, and it has like fucking Tokyo writing on it, Japanese writing. It looks the shit. And I'm like, ugh.
And he's playing with his kid in the picture.
Oh, he looks so good now. Fucking cocksucker did it. Really aggravates me.
He gained a little weight back, though.
I hope it's all coming,
but he's trying again.
Nothing makes me happier than seeing a guy who surpassed me and then come back. It makes me happy.
You're on a diet, though, right? You said you were going strong. Remember last time I saw you, you said you were going strong?
Thank you for the tone.
No, but that's what you said.
I am.
Are you still on it?
The day after Thanksgiving, I haven't had a sugar or a carb. Intentionally.
Oh, intentional. What do you mean? What is that? What's that caveat?
The caveat, which I know what that means.
Good. I'm glad you do.
He's so smart. I like that you took that as a compliment.
Thank you so much.
Place looks good, man. This is fucking awesome.
It was. Verzi has ADD. You know that, right? Verzi, you have fucking ADD.
No, but I, you
pausing
know, like,
in the middle of a statement, and Paul's like, it "Looks pretty good. I like the shelves. It's pretty nice."
No, but
it's good craftsmanship.
Shit, you got fucking headphones and shit. It's nice. I like it. I like it. Got Christmas
headphones,
lights.
Microphones.
I had a long fucking day, guys. I don't fucking need this shit. I've been fucking shooting shit in Long Island City.
What were you
fucking
shooting,
cocksucker? Listen to this shit.
Uh-oh.
No, listen to this.
I'm gonna let him. Everybody push your mics away.
No, I had a rough time on the way out here. I almost called up and said, I know it's 9:30. If I don't make it, don't give me shit.
What happened?
I go to the stand. First of all, I was shooting stuff in Long Island City. I've been out since 8 o'clock in the morning, but that's fine. You're busy. That's fine. I bought fucking new Adidas, right?
You bought me Adidas?
No.
Oh, new Adidas.
I bought new Adidas.
I thought you said I bought you Adidas.
And they're classics.
Right.
What'd you get?
They're so the Rod Labors. They're fucking crazy. I mean, they're classics, right?
Okay.
So, you know, and they're white with blue. Yeah, they're great classic Adidas. I fucking took me so many stores to find them. I found them in Jersey at the Garden State Plaza.
Yeah.
I found them. I'm in the stand tonight, right? And I'm watching my feet. I'm watching where I walk. I do my fucking set, right? And everything. I'm almost out of the woods. And I had a camera because I had to tape a short, quick set. And I was getting my shit. And I was thanking people. And I walked through the kitchen. And this fucking, I don't know what he was. He was.
Why does he have to be something?
He was like black. Might have been like Haitian. I don't know what the fuck he was, but he wasn't. You know, he wasn't. It doesn't matter.
He wasn't.
I get fucking racist when something. It's like when I drive. When I drive, I get racist. You know.
Yeah.
You ever drive? And
I do drive. I live near you.
I'm not racist guy. I don't have racism. I'm not a malicious.
This
fuck.
Is awesome.
You're driving. You're driving racist. I got it.
You cut me off. I'm like, you fucking Asian cocksucker. You know what I mean? Just.
All right, listen, I'm going to stop you right here.
What?
Because I need to save you, all right?
Yeah, unraveling.
No. You're unraveling, and you're not racist.
I'm not racist. If you're Asian, said you were racist.
Listen,
racist
over here. Lewis, settle down.
All right, listen.
I'm saying that so we can blame it on Lewis if we ever have to.
You've seen somebody in the car that did something that almost got you into an accident. Fucking blurted out.
I never know. First of all, don't drag me into your fucking tunnel of fucking your fucking sorry tour that you're gonna have to do. I'm not fucking. No, I never look at when I get mad. I get mad, but I use fuck you, cocksucker, asshole, dickhead, cunt.
Listen,
I never fucking throw it in a race thing.
When certain things happen, I don't even say a malicious racist thing. I just state what they are angrily.
Okay. All right, so
that makes sense.
Okay, but how do you know?
Angrily.
How do you know what they are?
I mean, if I could see an Asian, I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, but
what do you mean? How do I know?
The
what
eyes give it away.
I don't know a fucking.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I don't know a guy with jet black skin.
Do you assume? All right, now you don't see them. They cut you off because they cut you off. You didn't see them coming.
Yeah.
And do you assume what it is in your head? Go, I bet it's a.
No.
And then pull up and go, I fucking knew it.
No. The only thing I assume is that they're really old. That's the first thing I'm going.
Okay.
That's somebody that shouldn't be behind a wheel. You know, they're 80 years
Ageism.
Old. You know what I mean? But then, if my kid's in the car, I get upset.
That was worse.
Because I'm like, you almost fucking hurt. So then, if I look and I see, I have nothing against Asians.
About your shoes.
No, I know. I'm gonna tell you. But anyway, I have nothing against Asians.
They made his shoes.
If you almost hit my fucking kid, all I'm gonna do is go, you fuck. You know what I mean? The same way if you saw me, you guinea cocksucker, and then they drive away. I'm fine with that.
What if it's like a little thin gay guy dancing to Duran Duran in his car, and he just didn't see you. What
like,
are you going to say?
Fuck you, faggot!
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
I wouldn't do that. No, you're not. No, I wouldn't. Bobby's. Do that. I wouldn't. I'm totally joking. I got.
I know. He's. Yeah. Let's say it again. He's joking.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I wouldn't.
All right. So you're in the basement, and you. No. You're, so first of all, the anxiety that you're putting on me right now with you protecting your shoes like it's a brand new car.
Okay, okay. Bobby.
What?
Bobby, I got to show you this. Okay.
All right.
Listen. Okay.
Those are
this
great.
This is an absolute classic. Okay, listen.
I don't understand. Okay, to me. Okay.
That
okay.
is an absolute. Listen, this
I want them
be,
to listen to you. Talk to the microphone.
This might be top five all time.
Okay? Can I hold it?
You got the. Yeah, just please. Are your hands. Oh, no, because it's fine.
I'm not a fucking. What am I? A fucking. Yeah. I'm not
don't
digging in the yard.
Sauce.
All right. So
I'm just going to show it
that
to the
is,
camera.
That is the Adidas Rod Laver. Okay.
Those are great.
That is an absolute classic. Okay. That is up there with Jordan 3s. That is up there with the Air Max. Those are. That's a great sneaker. Okay. But as you can see, the sides are vulnerable.
I feel like this is an auction right here.
The sides are vulnerable. This is a vulnerable to dirty shoe, right? Is that shoe is vulnerable to getting dirty.
On the sides. Right here. You're talking.
I mean, the whole thing is pretty much.
But up here is blue, so it's harder to get dirty.
Not the sole, but on top of the sole and the laces.
All right, right here. Right here on the lace. Right here.
Yes.
This is the vulnerable part.
Yes.
So you don't want to fucking stub it?
Now, this is two days old. I've been searching. I've been searching, though, Bobby. This isn't like. It's like when we want a cigar, right?
Yeah.
And I say, hey, try to find that Avo or something. You can't find. I found him.
You found him.
I found him at the Garden State Plaza.
How much?
The sticker. Listen to this shit. Okay. The sticker said 100, right? And I went up to her. I go, no. I went to the website. It's 65. She goes, if you could prove that those Rod Labors are 65 and not 100, I'll give it to you. So you know what I did? She fucked with me because you couldn't get service in the mall. So
right.
I said to her, I go, no. So I went outside and I showed it to her. And she goes, oh, well, you're right. She went. Actually, long story short, when they went in, they had it at 65 anyway. Somebody fucked up with the sticker.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so either way, I had to go.
First of all, don't set me up for an awesome story where you went outside, got the thing, came back in. That was great. I don't need to know the truth.
It's a part of the story.
But it's the shit. I don't need to know that.
All right. Anyway, I get the things 2 days ago.
Yes,
and I'm excited. I got them. I wanted them in blue.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah, that's great.
I put them on the fucking thing, and I'm just happy. It's matching my outfit.
And when you put them on, did they feel good?
They felt great.
When you put them on, how did it feel? Like, did you smile?
When I looked down and I saw the matching to my pants and everything, I got really happy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been waiting for this.
So if it was snowing out, you're not wearing those?
No.
If it's raining out, you're not wearing those?
No, it'd have to be a mist. And here's the thing. The only reason I say mist is because I want to wear brand new sneakers. So I would be a little lenient with the weather, but it couldn't be a downpour.
Mist, you're good.
A mist, I'll get in. I'll be careful getting in the car.
Okay.
Okay? I get to the fucking stand. And everything is going good. I'm sorry, this is long-winded.
No,
I've had a long fucking day.
This is a fucking is great story. So.
I've had a long day.
Yeah.
So I get there, and I get my camera. Things are good. I put my jacket. Giannis hosts. I said, Giannis, thanks. And everyone said, what's the quickest way I could get down? Should I take this? And he's giving. And I walk through the fucking kitchen, and this fucking guy, I don't know what he's talking about. He was just backing up. He was trying to talk to the chef, and I just feel not a graze.
Yeah.
But I feel a fucking... I feel a...
You smudged it.
I felt a smudge, and it wasn't a bottom smudge or a toe smudge. It was a fucking... It was like a... It was a hit. It was a fucking hit. And I swear to God, my whole fuck... Everything just stopped.
Really?
Everything just stopped. I honestly, it was a nightmare at that moment. It was... Because it was the last thing I've been thinking about putting these things on. This was the nightmare of this shoe the last 2 days. Would this ever happen? I could deal with a little fucking thing that you take a... You know...
And that's kitchen smudge. He's been in a fucking...
That's...
His dirty kitchen black fucking Reebok.
Bobby.
Every fucking sous chef in the world has the same gook shoe.
This is why I like you. Okay? This is
smells
why.
Like I, fucking dirty water.
Because I knew he was fucking roaming around in that crusty fucking thing, slipping with his fucking galoshes
and his
or those other fucking
shoes.
Stupid shoes that they wear. Yeah. Right? You know those fucking rubbery things that people in the kitchen wear? And I knew.
There she is.
I knew he was fucking doing that. Okay?
Yeah.
And he fucking grazed it. And I looked down and everything froze. And I looked down and I just see fucking black. On my fucking white sneaker, right? And I'm going, these are...
Hang on 1 second. Michelle Wolf is here.
What's up, Michelle?
Hi. Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
First, he got new sneakers. He had a fucking accident. He's right at the end.
Michelle knows. Michelle knows good sneakers. These are classics. Rob Lavers. These are classic Adidas, okay? She knows.
I don't like Adidas.
Yeah, no, I'm, you know, Adidas not for everybody.
Immediately backtracks.
Adidas not for everybody. The last thing I can do is talk you into this shit right now. I can't, you know what I mean? You like them, you don't like them. I got to get through this. All right, so this fucking cocksucker steps on these things. And it's fucking hard. Like, it wasn't like a graze, like, where you're like, oh, I could, he just, you know.
Smudge.
And I look down, and I've had these for 2 days. They're white, and I just go, this is a kitchen, like you said. And I look down, and it's a black fucking thing. And I just, everything stopped. The whole, everything just stopped and froze. So I run out. I go, Giannis, I got an emergency.
What?
Yeah, I go, Giannis.
You got another comedian?
Yeah, of course. He knows.
Giannis is a sneakerhead.
Giannis is a sneakerhead like me. Oh, God. So I go, Giannis, I got an emergency. And what did he say? And he comes over. He goes, what, what? And fucking Patrick Milligan, everybody looks. I go, dude, you're not going to look at this. And I just showed Giannis. And he goes, all right, dude, look. And he just turned into a fucking doctor. He goes, listen, you got to get what? You got to dab it. You got to fucking dab it.
Right? And he went and got Nurse
Mauricio. You know what? Like a supportive friend.
Mauricio came out. You, Bobby, you
That's it. Holy shit. No.
This motherfucker gotta die.
Well, see, this is why Giannis and I are close. Because Giannis didn't fucking judge me like you fucked. Okay? He didn't judge me like you fucked did. Giannis went right to fucking, let's get to the operating table.
Uh-huh. Can I say something? Because this fuck is wearing my hand-me-downs, okay?
Yeah.
And this cocksucker works for Luis Gomez. Okay? These guys
need... They both look like
that was
if
yours?
They got stains on their shoes, that would still be the cleanest part.
Bobby, that was yours?
Huh?
That was
no,
yours?
I would never.
The jacket,
are you?
The jacket's his.
I love that you know me. You're like, dude, that was fucking yours. Paul, dude, I'm never bringing like my kid to your house again.
So I go. He tells me. And you know what he said to me? Giannis goes, I know it's a nightmare. And I said, this is a nightmare right now. This was my nightmare. If I dreamt, okay?
You don't dream?
No. When I no. You didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't let me fucking finish. The fuck?
I'm empty inside. I don't dream.
No, they didn't let me finish. I said, if I dreamt of my nightmare when I bought these new Adidas, it happened at the kitchen at the stand tonight.
So
it happened.
That would be it.
So I'm fucking in the bathroom, and I'm fucking sweating. But here's what really upset me.
What?
I didn't lock the door because I didn't have to piss. All I did was put my foot up and start dabbing, and the cook tried getting in the bathroom.
Same guy?
No. The guy he was talking to. And he comes in the bathroom, and I go, I'm sorry, dude. I'll be out in 1 second. And he just goes... And he fucking gave me that look like you should either be in there with the door locked or you should and
right.
fucking just fucking
but I mean the guy got mad the guy who had to use the bathroom who's been working all day cooking in the kitchen who has a family he's trying to find who lives in a shitty thing the guy who really doesn't have nice sneakers because he can't afford it came in and saw some fucking knucklehead from Westchester
dabbing
fucking a little smudge on the lace got mad at you because he had to take a shit since noon
but I was just like, buddy,
sorry, I didn't know
right.
they were
Adidas. It was literally 10. It wasn't even 10 seconds, and he didn't handle it right. He didn't handle it right.
So you
because no, and you know what? And you know what? It was a black dude, and he should have been sensitive to what was going on because they know with the sneakers. Black guys are like sneakers too.
I love it.
Everyone just shut up on that one.
Well, because he said they. Yeah. The black guy didn't matter when he says they, and he blankets off.
You see how fucking politically correct? You see what the fuck is going on? You can't even say that. What else are they? They're they. What the fuck is it? If they see white, white boys.
Listen, we're going to come back.
I thought sneakerhead was a racial slur.
So anyway, I fucking say
did
to the guy,
you just call black
bad.
People sneakerheads?
I say to the guy, my bad. I dabbed the sneaker. I did the best I could.
Right. Can I see it?
Yeah, it's
can I
not,
see the damage?
Not,
I want to show the... We got people in the chat room.
I did good. I did good with
this
it.
This happened today?
Chat
just
room?
Now?
Anybody?
You should have got a toothbrush.
He's still traumatized.
I mean, there's people there.
Yeah, so they can see.
Oh, that's not.
Can
on.
I see? I need
job.
To see.
He's fine.
Can I see? Can I see it? I want to show the people.
No, I cleaned it up pretty good, though.
You did
you
good.
Get, you should have got a Tide stick.
I cleaned it up pretty good. On the other side.
What about you should have put a toothbrush in.
No, it's right here, right?
Yeah,
right
it's right there.
There.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
there, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
you see the
stain? But it was pitch black. Like, it was black, you know?
Wow.
What was it, food or something? It was just crust and grease.
But you'll never unsee that little fucking glimmer of a stain.
No, I think I got a backup plan.
What do you got?
I got a backup
plan. You're going to return
it? No, I got something that cleans them and it comes with a brush and I'm going to go to work later.
What is that, a toothbrush and soap?
It's like a sneaker cleaner with the scrub brush on top.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let it soak in and I'm going to dab it and I'm going to scrub it and I'm going to do it again. So...
I've never cleaned a shoe.
Oh my God, this is the manliest conversation I've ever had.
I don't. I mean,
sneaker. You like sneakers, all right?
Yeah, I do.
Because I always see you at the stand. You always got like nice kicks on. Yeah.
These are cool.
Let me see your, what kind of kicks you got on.
Those are new?
Newish.
Okay.
Those are fancy.
Those are pretty fancy.
Those are fancy.
See, I'm not a sneaker. I like Converse, Jean Velvet, fucking Converse. That's all I like.
Converse is terrible for you. There's no arch support.
The new ones have it. And the Jean Velvetos have it.
Yeah, they call them the tubes.
Regular Converse, the old ones, terrible for your feet. I have them on right now. They're terrible. But they have zippers on them, so it's easy to get on and off. But I swear to God, they have zippers. This fucking shoe, a sneaker with a zipper is my fucking, saved my life in the last 2 years. I'm not even kidding you. my kid would have never went outside if it wasn't for these sneakers. I bought slip-ons. Don't even kid yourself. Reebok makes fucking, I bought slip-on fucking shoes. It's fucking, they look like regular sneakers, and the back of your, if you wear sweatpants, the back of it goes over the
of
back.
Of course you wear sweatpants.
So nobody, nobody can see.
If you wear sweatpants, someone that wears slip-ons only wears sweatpants.
Oh, you should see me. I'm a fucking nightmare. This is my wife. What a fucking ass. You know, we had she sets up a pajama brunch party with Gnome and his kids. Yeah, that's what I want. I want the fucking owner of the Comedy Cellar at my house on a Sunday.
In his pajamas.
Yeah. So he comes over. He's in his pajama. We're all in our pajama. I'm in fucking Boston Bruin fleece pajama bottoms.
How old? I mean, when? What time of the day is this?
Fucking, I don't know.
You said
10
noon?
O'clock. 10:30, 11. They came over. Brunch. Brunch time. Whatever brunch time is.
That's early for brunch.
Well, not when you have 2-year-olds.
That's like children brunch time.
Yeah, it's a children brunch. The kids get up, they got to eat. So my wife makes this, you know, big. You know my wife, the way what she does.
Oh, yeah.
She's like your wife. She makes a big spread.
Whole
spread. And we're sitting there. And then she goes, you got to go to the store. After everybody leaves, she got to go to the store and get milk and this and that. So, all right. So I leave. Okay. I'm in the fucking store. I got my fucking pajamas on. She didn't. She stops me when I'm wearing fucking, you know, the wrong color shirt. When it, you know, that's blue and blue. You can't go out like that. And I'm like, why? I'm wearing fucking PJs. I got a stain on my shirt because my kid fucking had his. I look like a nightmare. And the things, they're too long. I'm in the public with pajamas on.
And then I what point did you realize you had your pajamas on?
I actually went. I had a nut itch, and I went to itch my nut, and I was like, "These pants are so soft." And I was like, "Oh, I'm wearing fucking pajamas, pajama bottoms." I call up. I go, "What are you fucking nuts? I'm wearing pajamas." She goes, "Well, you should look at what you're fucking wearing." Really? I tried to wear a green shirt with green shoes with a red shirt the other day. You wouldn't let me the fuck out of the house, but because I look like fucking an elf. But you let me wear pajama bottoms.
You look like Santa.
I do. The funny part is, last year I dressed up like Santa. I make a great Santa.
Of course you do.
Well, guys, all right.
I mean, that's a tough sell, Bob.
Hey, fat two.
Why are you turning it on me? I'm trying to help you out here.
No, you're not, you fatty. You're right. You're a fucking good Santa, too. You're
going to get a Santa hand-me-downs.
I would love to. Do you have actually a Santa costume? I need it for the gram.
The what?
The Instagram, my erotic Instagram account.
I'm not letting you fucking...
Did you just
fucking...
call it the gram?
Yeah, I was going to just ask that.
Yeah, that's... Gram? You should be shot.
No, guys.
That's not...
My entire Instagram persona is ironic, so just please take a look at it.
Listen,
at Stavi,
first
baby.
Of
you're
going
to love it. Guys, please.
First of
what
all...
What is this?
it's called ad placement. Colin Quinn's is ironic, okay? So don't steal his whole fucking Twitter idea and throw it on the gram and yours.
I think it's a different thing, but that's fine.
All right. I love your Instagram, by the way.
Thank you so much.
They gave me this hat. Good stick on Instagram. These guys fucking... Yuri, that's his company.
Oh, I remember, yeah. He gave us the t-shirts.
They gave t-shirts, the hats, the fucking cigars.
It looks like weed, though. It looks like a joint.
It does look like a
joint. It doesn't look like a cigar.
This doesn't?
No,
this doesn't.
Looks like a cigarette.
Looks like a joint.
I need the fuck out of here.
That doesn't look like a joint to you? It looks like a white fucking...
Yeah, that looks like
a joint.
Yeah, that looks like a joint.
I think if it was a cigar, it would just be the stitching on the outside and red for the flame, you know?
Well.
But I'm not a fucking hat designer. I don't know.
Well, I guess
that was in the middle of his plug for it.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I'm sick.
Yeah, no, I'll put that right there. And I've been sober for 29 years. I don't want to wear a fucking joint on my head. Fucking asshole. My friend, just let it slide.
another one coming?
I don't know. I invited everybody. Okay, so I don't know who's coming up. So there you go. So we're gonna see who shows up.
All right.
It's a special New Year's Eve edition. We got nobody.
It was one of the cooks from downstairs.
He was trying to
snip
balls.
Yeah.
Somebody's been talking shit on cooks.
I'd love it if we should get a cook up here. Just take his shoe off and show how disgusting it is. all right, why don't we go around the room and introduce everybody. Scopo, real quick.
All right, so by right, we have a very funny comedian, Michelle Wolf.
First time on the show.
Yeah, hi.
I've been trying to get you on, but I saw you tonight, and I was like, fuck yeah. How was the show over at...
It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, man. Ari Shaffir's storytelling, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What's it called?
This is not happening.
This is not happening. It's a weird fucking thing because I feel like some of the stories are fucking jokes because they're so good. He can tell a story so good it sounds like a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's so good at it.
Yeah.
That you're like, fuck, I stink. I it's like, all right. And he goes, he has a theme. Themes always fuck me up. Because you're like, I don't fucking know what happened in my life.
Right.
I don't fucking, you know, tropical, what? I don't, I went to Aruba. What happened? I don't know. But it actually was fun. It's one of those things. These are one of those things that, yeah, you want to do this? And you're like, fuck no. I'm not fucking, fuck you. It's hard enough to write fucking jokes and nope, and it's all based out of fear. And the only reason why I did it is because I was afraid. I'm afraid to do all that shit, so fuck it. Let's go do it.
Yeah.
And I take a hot one, whatever. If I do all right, fine. You know, it always winds up in the middle where I'm like, ah, that was fun. That was cool. You know what I mean? So those things are always fun after you do them.
Yeah.
But up till it, you're like, suck a dick. Mm-hmm. You know, and I went first, too, which is, you know, after Ari. He's so good at it. How was yours? You good? What story did you tell?
I was telling a story about, it really has nothing to do with the holidays, because that was the theme, the holidays.
You son of a bitch.
I know.
I panic about that shit.
I was like, that reminds me of finals, which reminds me of. I like A to C, to, like improvised. Like
finals were in May.
No, I told a story about how the first like adult human penis I ever saw was on a cadaver that I was dissecting.
Blowing.
I have a weird thing. A quirk. It's a quirk.
Like Paul, you and your shoes.
Yeah.
I like cold, dead, gray dick.
What? It's a thing. Some people like cream in their coffee, some don't. It's what?
So you told the story about what?
How the first adult human penis I ever saw was on a cadaver I was dissecting in anatomy class.
Were you going to be a doctor or something?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I wanted to. Well, that was in. It was.
Did you have a nervous breakdown? Why would you not do that?
I wanted to either go to medical school or get my PhD in exercise science, and then I ended up. I studied a ton in college and kind of got burned out, and I was like, my roommates had all gotten jobs here in New York. On Wall Street, and they were like, just get a job on Wall Street. We'll all live in New York for a couple years. And so I did.
So you worked out, so you're going to be a doctor, said fuck it, I'm going to, for shits and giggles, I'm going to Wall Street for
and
a couple years.
I worked at Bear Stearns.
Oh, shit.
Are you kidding me? I just saw that movie, The Big Short.
I can't wait to see it.
Wow.
Is it good?
It's complicated, and they explain, it's really good the way they, because they really had to dumb it down from guys
me. It's not an easy,
it's
topic.
It's not.
Because I always want to tell jokes about when I worked on Wall Street, but I'm like, I can't talk.
It's very hard.
They did it. They literally dumbed it down. They had. Should I spoiler alert a little bit?
I mean, it's a true story, so.
Well, no, the way they did it.
Oh, okay.
You mind? All right, spoiler alert. If you're going to see the movie, go fuck yourself. Here's 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Anyways, they explain it through, they'll get like a famous person, like a hot chick in a hot tub. Mm-hmm. And here's blah, 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 you know, what's her name? Gomez, whatever that girl is.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez and this fucking scientist will explain through blackjack what the fucking CDO is. You know what I mean? So you understand. You'd never understand it if they just explained it what it is. But through blackjack or a hot chick in a hot tub, you're like, oh, I get it.
Oh,
yeah. So they dumb it down in a funny, cool way. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, and it's a good movie.
It was a good movie to me because I bought, you know, I was learning about real estate for the first time during all the peak. And then it fell the fuck out right after I bought.
Yeah.
And then I had to sell like a few years ago when it was, you know, so I had to learn about that stuff too.
Yeah.
You know who's good at that? Vinny Brand. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
He's a blade. So you were on Wall Street.
Yeah. But I started at Bear Stearns in 2007.
Holy shit.
And the summer of 2007, and they collapsed in March of 2008.
Wow.
So it was like, yeah.
Well, it's weird because what the mortgages mm-hmm. and that whole industry was never supposed to have a bubble. It was never supposed to fail.
Yeah.
It was unbeatable. And this one guy, this fucking genius doctor guy who worked for on Wall Street, not a, you know, he found it. He was like, oh shit, this is going to burst. This bubble's going to pop in a few years. This
yeah.
is gonna, and if you buy all the shit right now, it's 20 to 1. And, you know, and when it pops, you're going to be a fucking gazillionaire.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, fuck, you're nuts. You're not buying shit stuff yeah. with our money. And he did it. And then someone else got wind of it and they did it. And then two other dudes did it. Like only a few people did this. And they found out that the banks were lying about the mortgages.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be AAA, but it was like B shit
right.
it was, they,
mortgages.
They were like unrated. They yeah. were like
they terrible. The rating companies they paid pack. Them to give them AAA ratings.
Yeah,
because and they basically said, look, if we don't give them the AAA ratings, they'll just go down there they'll and they'll down. Give them the AAA ratings.
Yeah.
So we might as well do it. Fuck you, everybody's making money.
It's really insane that no one got put in jail for that.
Right,
one guy did. They say in the movie, one poor motherfucker did. I think it was an Indian dude. No offense.
Yeah, the owner of Citibank, right?
Yeah, I think so. And yeah. One fucking guy did. And then after that, there was still right after the bailout, I was talking to my friend Joe Giordano, Shoulders Joe, Mike Vecchione 2.0, we call him, at my birthday parties. He actually said that they were still handing out bonuses checks.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, to the.
It was infuriating. After
the, yeah. the presidents, vice presidents of the companies.
Yeah, after the bailout.
And even the guys yeah. that got fired got the severance packages that were like $50 million or something like that. I mean, something the golden parachute or whatever they call it. Even though you got fired, when you fucked that up, they still got to retire rich. It was insane.
Insane. And the banks knew about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And they also knew the government would bail them out. So they didn't give a fuck.
Well, the saddest part, Bear Stearns was like a company that was like built for like blue collar guys that wanted to like make money. Like, so it was like all these like hardworking kind of Midwestern guys that moved to New York and like wanted to become rich. And they were like, you know, like corn fed kind of like hardworking people
yeah.
that had then invested back in the company. So yeah. Which is dumb, you know, you should diversify. But like when the stock dropped to $2 a share, they lost their job and their
Oof,
stock.
Jesus.
So it was like, you just saw these people that had worked their whole lives there. They had like 45-year careers that they worked there Jesus. Lose everything.
How do you feel about your shoes now?
I'm still waiting for the dead dick story. This fucking turned fucking boring. It's been me and fucking Stubbs. Have been playing chess during that fucking diversify your fucking fuck what these bankers did. She told a story about the fucking when the first time she touches a dick, and then we go on about fucking Citibank.
I love Paul Verzey.
I mean,
that's
the
all
fuck
I'm saying.
Is that?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I want everybody to look at me right now. I love that's Paul hilarious. Verzey.
I was waiting. She's like, the first male dick I ever saw was from a dead guy, and then all of a sudden you're talking about a documentary. I don't give a fuck.
I totally forgot about the dick. I was in the story. I was like, oh, this is great.
I fucking just waited, and I thought it was going to end, and it never did. It never fucking ended.
Zach. I was thinking that every time I watched Wolf of Wall Street, like, I have to have something to say here. I got fucking nothing.
What about the dead dick? Are you back?
Oh, I'm in.
All right, go back to the dead dick. I'm sorry. You're out. Verzey, when you're fucking right, you're right. I apologize. I went off on a tangent about something I watched a movie. I learned what I know about it. I learned last night.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about it like I was on Wall Street and she was a doctor and a fucking broker. And now she's a fucking comic.
He goes, what was your story? What was your story? She goes, all right, the first dick I ever saw was on a cadaver. And he goes, spoiler alert about this fucking doc.
All right, I'm sorry.
I love you. I love you more than life itself, Verzey.
So
I want to be your manager. That's how much I love you. I want to quit the business and just make you famous.
Well, I could use it. Let's talk.
Go ahead. What do you got? So you see a dick. It's dead.
And it's there's
what color is it?
There's real estate investment trust.
What is a mortgage-backed security? Yeah.
And first of all, you were into this too. You
I was. No, I totally was.
Dude, anytime somebody gets smart, you get a hard on.
I was interested in that. Seriously,
I know you were. Yeah.
Well, if you study real hard, you get your Series 7. It's fine. No, okay. So it's anatomy lab, and it's an old guy who had donated his body to science. He's in his 70s, and we dissected the whole body. But I was in a group where most of the guys in the class were, or most of the people in the class were guys.
Right.
And so like, we had six people on the one body, and so like I was the one that was like, they were like, I don't want to cut this penis open. And also, oh yeah, he wasn't circumcised. So the first penis I ever saw is dead and uncircumcised.
Ugh, well,
so
I had to circumcise him.
How old were you?
It's actually pretty natural.
I was 21.
Hang on 21-ish. 1 second. Hang on 1 second. You're not circumcised?
Well, you know,
I'm circumcised?
A Mediterranean American.
You've seen my dick, Bob.
Sorry.
Wait, what?
Hang on. Paul! You can't just say that with Paul around. Paul, that's a fucking...
Actually, I saw your dick too. Yeah,
here's the thing.
There.
Now Paul's not going to hang out with me for 3 months.
Dude, I don't know, man. What the fuck, you know? You're fucking sign. Look at
I mean, you
bitch.
Smoke a cigar with a guy, and then you next thing you know...
Honey, I don't think I can hang out with Bob anymore. He's looking at dicks.
All right, listen, I'm not the one fucking dying to go back to dick stories, by the way.
Yeah.
I was over at Mortgages.
At least it was interesting.
Well, his dick's interesting.
He's got a piercing, yeah.
He's got a fucking massive thing in his dick.
I do.
What is it called?
Jesus Christ, I do.
I have a Prince Albert.
A Prince Albert, but it's huge. All right, anyways. So you have, you see a...
So she cut it open. Do you think, you see can totally I ask you a question? Normal,
I want to ask you a question. Penis? Do you, are you done mumbling into the microphone?
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm done.
All right, listen. Do you think a uncircumcised penis is disgusting, or you don't like it?
No, not at all. I don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah.
Really?
So if a guy pulls out his pecker and it's uncircumcised, you're fine with it?
Yeah.
You don't go, oh, fuck, more work?
No.
Really? Okay.
No. Yeah.
If I was a girl and a guy pulled, no, if, don't
what,
get me,
what more work do you think is
involved? You have to shuffle
that
it
extra,
back.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you got to
so
pop
much,
it up.
So much work.
You have to pop
that's
it out of
its
sleeve.
That's why you like a zipper shoe. Yeah. Like, oh, this is so much more work.
If they made a zipper dick, Bobby would be great.
Look, there's nothing like when you, especially for me, right?
Are you about to describe an,
yeah, are you, when, you,
a,
are you
when a dick pops out and it's ready to be sucked. You know what I mean? I just like things ready to go. I don't like it. When you unzip that thing and it flops out, I don't want to have to take one more move and pop it out of its little fucking thing. I want it to be ready to go right in that fucking jaw cheek.
Paul literally is uncomfortable right now.
You're real like made to order sandwich guy.
Yeah, I don't want to. I hate having to fucking put shit on it. That's why I like Dunkin' Donuts better. They put the cream in. Fuck Starbucks and it's walking over to a booth. So you see this dick. Now it's uncircumcised and nobody wants to play with the dick. And you'll, do you go, I'll do it, I'll do it?
I'll do it, I don't care. Because yeah. They're mostly men anyway. So yeah. I was like, I get why they don't want to cut a penis.
Right.
And so we like cut off the foreskin and oof. Then we cut the penis. And you cut it in half long ways.
What's inside?
It's really cool. It's
like, wait, why do you have to cut a dick open?
Because we're dissecting a human, yeah. So you have to know everything.
Was it what
about
know
it.
Inside a dick? I never thought about that. Save there's somebody.
Understand
to save,
medicine.
No, to save somebody. I didn't oh, save God. Somebody's well, life. Cut a dick open.
He's the dumbest. I think the dumbest no. person I know. It's the anatomy.
I get it, but like,
don't scream into the mic, you fucking ape, because you're
get,
dumb.
I get
don't
why
get
they,
mad at me, because no, you're stupid.
I get why they would cut someone's chest open to see and save somebody by a dick.
Well, so what if somebody
medicine
hurts?
Medicine isn't just about saving.
I know.
People.
Fucking gives a shit.
Like they need to know how it works, so that like if it doesn't, they can fix it.
Listen, is there an episode of Sesame Street we can?
I think there's a...
Dude, the giant talk before was getting me hard. I'm not going to lie. That was fantastic.
There's the,
fucking... Why do they got to cut a dick open? Why do you got to fuck with dicks?
I think there's a Schoolhouse Rock, I think.
Why do you got to know what's inside? It's a dick. You piss, you cum. Go, go, go.
It's actually really cool, though, because it's like... It's really... It looks like a sponge, which is like why when blood flows into it, gets hard, right?
Oh, so that... So, oh, really, 1 second. So inside of a pecker, right?
Yeah.
Do we have
the
to
medical term? Yeah.
Well, the medical term
that's
in Boston.
The other weird thing is that, like, penis is the medical term, which is like, that doesn't sound medical. It sounds like someone's like, my penis.
Yeah. What would be medical for it?
I don't know, like
a erectile rod?
No, that sounds
mid.
Sounds like a porn star. How about
that? Mid... that sounds like a porn star gladiator name.
What about midfinger?
Midfinger's not bad. Yeah,
I like that.
I don't know about that one.
I like midfinger.
Midfinger.
Yeah, it's right. Just the.
Doesn't, you know, doesn't curl like a finger. I don't know. Just that's nice, not bad.
Nice, you were swinging. I like it. Yeah. I'm trying to find something in that horseshit midfinger thing I said. Paul just gave up.
It actually sounds like a Renaissance term. It's like my midfinger.
yeah, like you're Eastern Europe back in 1802. My midfinger, sir. So when you open up a penis, inside of it, it's a sponge. So that's how when the blood goes into the little mushroom, let's call it the littler penis, the little midfinger.
Wait, what? Are you talking about?
Do you have a smaller
penis?
Is that two dicks inside your penis? What's going on?
I'm talking about the way my penis.
Do you have two dicks?
I'm talking about my penis, okay? Right. Ugly Greek dick. Hey, so,
it's fucking natural.
Yeah, I don't have a grape leaf like you, okay? So you got the little tiny pecker when it's not hard, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you got a little, like maybe an inch or so.
You were talking about a soft penis.
2 inch soft.
A flaccid penis.
A flaccid penis. You got maybe 2.5 inches, 3 inches?
Regular size.
What's good for you? A regular size, 2.5, right? You got a 1/2 inch regular flaccid penis. Then you got the helmet, right?
Yeah.
So when the blood goes into it, it's a sponge, and it expands like a sponge would. So you get a little, when the sponge dries out, and then it gets water in it, it's...
Well,
same
it doesn't
thing.
Expand lengthwise. Like it expands with, you know, like it, like the whole thing gets bigger.
Right.
Like it, like I mean, it does distend as well.
All
too,
right, with
you
the
know?
Hand gestures, you're fucking turning me on. You're fucking jerking yourself off. Get a massive dick. Is that
the Bundles can?
There's like if you were gonna cut a penis in half lengthwise and it was split open, then like on the one half you'd have what is it, like the urethra or whatever,
right?
It is,
yep.
And then on either side there's like
a sponge okay.
Essentially, I don't remember the exact name for it,
right.
But I think it has sponge in the name.
Spongiosa.
And it that will fill with blood, which expands in every direction, essentially
every direction, and then it goes out and gets bigger. Is there any way will they be able to figure out someday where they could add more of that sponge to you? Do you know what I mean? Where they could make a dick bigger?
I mean...
Well, could you... Is there a tablet you can get that...
I feel like isn't that... Can't you get a penis...
I don't know.
Implant?
You can get like a penis implant. I think.
No, you can definitely get extra
like
dick
get
added.
Like an implant.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You can get extra dick added. There's
you can get dick added.
All right, let's hear about it.
You just said there's a surgery for that. Like someone says, there's an app for that.
So you have this guy's dick and you cut it in half.
Yeah.
And then what do you do? Don't you look at dick weird after that? Like...
You know, honestly, and this is the other thing I said in the story, which is like the... I've never been in a relationship. So, like, most... I've seen, like, penises...
Today, from the time you were born, you've never been in a relationship?
I've never been in a relationship.
You've never
I've
been,
never
an,
been
had
in a relationship.
Boyfriend.
I've never had a boyfriend.
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
Never had a girlfriend.
Are
I've
you
never been in any relationship.
Are you into men or women?
I like men.
So you like men?
Yeah. But, like, so, like, I only have ever, like... I've seen a penis maybe 3 to 5 times is the maximum amount I've seen one penis.
Ever? You
know? Really?
Like, I've seen a lot of different
Is that the
penises.
Dead penis in there?
But, no, oh, okay. So the dead penis is the penis I've seen the most, because I had a whole semester with that penis.
And that was the first one.
That was the first
ever.
One. The first one ever.
You never forget
and
your
that
first.
Was, and that, so I had, like, I saw that penis, like, I don't, probably, like, 18
Did you,
times.
Wait a second. Did you get to keep it?
Hold on. It doesn't...
It's a fucking jar.
Does that, it's on our wall that, like a butterfly?
It's like Iron Man's first fucking... that Pepper gave him.
It's just, like, pinned open like a butterfly.
So you saw a dead penis more than anything else.
Yes. Yeah.
Why have you never been? I mean, you're a pretty girl. You're smart. You're fucking crazy smart.
Is it commitment? Do you have that comic commitment thing?
I think that's part of it. I think it's also like I've always been, and it's probably the commitment thing, but I've always been busy enough that like it's never been like I just don't even have time to go on dates, or I don't make time to go on dates.
Really?
Yeah, there's never like a night where I'm like, oh, I should go on a date.
Do you have time to go out with your friends?
I don't really ever go out. I mean, like, I'll hang out with comics, but like,
what do you do?
Well, I work, and then I do stand up.
What do you do? What do you? What show are you on? What are you writing for?
Late Night with Seth Meyers.
So you write for Late Night. Yeah. So you work an all fucking day, five days a week.
Yeah.
And then you come out and do spots.
Yeah.
And then you go the fuck home.
Yeah.
And then on weekends you're doing spots.
Yeah.
And then what do you do during the day? During the day, on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday,
dissect cocks.
Yeah. No, but if you have off on a Saturday, if you have off on a Saturday or just something like that, will you just go to the movies with friends or like
by yourself? Well, most of the time, I just like, because I haven't been home all week, right. I'll like get some shit done, right. I'll relax, and then I'll like go work out.
Do you want to be in a relationship?
Like, I don't know. I don't.
Do you want to have, do you want to make out?
Oh, I mean,
no, not with me.
I know that.
Fuck you.
Buddy,
I'm not. I said it weird first.
Because you stared at her 3 seconds after he said it.
I knew he didn't mean it, though.
What the fuck was that? He goes, do you want to make out? And I just looked at him.
Why were you licking your lips, Buddy?
The fuck? What am I supposed to do?
Want to make out and look at you? I don't know what to do.
You like whispered it to her.
But if you had looked at him, he'll never come back. I mean,
oh shit, dude.
So no, I like making out with guys. I mean, I hook up with guys. For a while I had a couple friends that I would like hook up with every once in a while.
So you're just married to comedy.
Yeah.
You're married, but we were all I was the same way. I didn't fucking have girlfriends at all. Even though I knew my chick even when that happened. I was here, she was in Boston. Then I went to LA, she went to LA, I was here, you know.
But I do feel like this. I do feel like I've seen people say things, and I've heard people say things like, yeah, I just don't have time for it. But I feel like if you find somebody,
oh, you'd make
like,
time.
You make time. Yeah. Like, I know people that are really fucking busy, you know? And it's like, I like that fucking person, and you know what? When I have that gap in my day, I'll fucking want to be with them. You know what I mean?
No, I know. I'm that way now. That's like one of my favorite Patrice jokes. He goes, my girl's been with me for 6 years. I've been with her for 4 months. It's my favorite joke. It's just so perfect because...
So nobody's come along that you were like, you know what, even though I work at fucking all day and shit. What the fuck?
Nothing, I'm just laughing.
What the fuck?
Nothing, just go ahead. You make me laugh.
Oh, I was just saying, like...
Buddy, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like...
They're about to fist fight. I don't know what happened.
No, I'm sitting there. I'm sitting here trying to say something. I just hear...
Verse, you make me laugh.
I appreciate it.
The fuck, I can't laugh. No, what the fuck kind of people are they?
It's the world coming.
Good.
No, I was like, she goes to the, you know, you go to Seth Meyers all day, you come back. But if somebody came along, you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to go out to fucking eat with this guy or.
Yeah, I mean, if someone came along, I would. But like, I'd still like. I mean, I feel like I have this conversation with guy friends of mine all the time where they're like, she wants me to hang out at night. And I'm like, you have to explain to her that this is your job and that, right. like, this is not going to change.
Right. Yeah.
And, like, that's just how I think of it.
Yeah, my chick, I can go anywhere, do anything. She's like, yep, see you later.
Yeah.
I got a great square. I fucking met a perfect square.
No, I got lucky, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got
the right woman. Yeah. You know, we wanted the same thing, supportive with my career, had kids. I get it. So. Yeah.
Well, I just, it's, but I was the same way she was. Mm-hmm. You know, how old are you?
30.
Yeah, same way. Fuck it. I'll hook up when I hook up, but I'm going to do spots. I'm fucking going on the road. I'm fucking hanging with my friends, and I'm trying to be funny. And I was married to comedy. I was in love with it, married to it, fucking locked down, and that's it.
And that's like, and like, even when I have some free time, it's just like, oh, good, I don't have to talk to anybody right now. It's like, I like just
because you're
like,
so busy that it's like,
yeah,
that you take
it's
that
nice
time,
to have time to just like not do anything.
So you said fuck being a doctor.
Yeah, you know, I studied way too much in school.
Where'd
like
you go to school?
William & Mary. And I just was like, I was so burnt out. Like, I had to get an A, you know? Like, I didn't even want to, it wasn't even that I had to get an A. I always wanted to get the best grade in the class.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So it was like.
Were you the same way?
Same thing, yeah, same thing. It's like a competitive thing of like, I didn't even give a fuck about the actual class. A lot of the time it was just like, I was in a program too. It's like, oh, I want to show these kids that I'm smarter than them. But I didn't give a fuck
If I got whatever the grade was that had got me, like if it was a D+ or a C, that's all I aim for.
All I wanted to know was I wasn't the lowest.
I just want.
I know this is a D minus, but somebody was lower, right? That's good.
In seventh grade, when they put me into the rubber room, and there was always a room down the basement with weights and a snake.
A snake.
And they didn't go to other classes. They didn't. They did kickball like most of the day. And when I got into that, when I beat up the gym teacher, me and my friend, and I got into that class, I was so happy.
I remember beat up the gym teacher.
I remember lifting weights, and then we go over and play with the snake.
You had a pet snake?
Yeah, they had a fucking snake.
I was there. Wait, who put weights in there? Why would they want to make the retard strong?
Yeah. I don't know. We lift weights, and then we go fucking play kickball for like way over the time. Snake. Like, you knew what fucking like recess was. We were out there until somebody won. Like, right. And then we went back in, and we had like 4 or 5 paragraphs about they give you a one paragraph actually, and then 5 questions for that one paragraph, and it's like right there. I mean, you just could right. But still, we'd get a couple wrong. Right. You know what I mean?
Wait, do you know what some of the other kids that were in that rubber class with you do now? Like,
I don't know. I have no idea.
And they have podcasts.
You know,
I would love to see a reunion.
I got in trouble so bad. There were the principal was this beautiful woman. And she had her hair always in a bun, and she was gorgeous and very, "Hi, Robert. Are you having a good day?" And I remember...
Because she was scared of you. You beat up the gym teacher.
Well, she was going to kick me out. They were going to kick me out. Something happened. And I always fucked up really bad, like with fucking 2 weeks left of school. And they said, "We're going to send you home. We're going to give you all these papers. Fill them out. And if you fill them all out, you can graduate and move on to 8th grade." And I just, this fucking sexy Jewish girl I was dating, I just was fucking banging her. I was banging when I was fucking 10. I remember I go, "I need these done." She did them in fucking like a day, because it was a paragraph of 5. She did them in a day. It was, I think it gave me 2 weeks. I remember I waited 2 weeks too, because I wanted to think that it took me a while. I waited till the last part, and I walked in. I go, "Here you go." And I passed. Nice. I fucking passed.
Nice.
I didn't care about any of that shit.
Yeah, I needed to get the highest grade.
Were you like that from the jump? Because I remember I was like in second grade and having like panic attacks over just like not having the highest like standardized test score.
I didn't learn how to read until second grade. Oh. And I just pretended that I knew how to read. Like, a teacher would read you a story, and then I would just, like, memorize what she said, and then I would just pretend I knew how to read.
Oh, I love that Scobo was like, "That's what I do now." Yeah. But he wasn't being funny. Yeah. He was making a statement. He was opening up.
I was way distracted in school, man.
When I had teacher, me and my brother's really smart, so they all thought I was going to be smart. And they were just so disappointed every time that I was a dummy.
But I'm sure if you applied yourself, you're not a fucking dope.
No, I'm pretty dumb. No.
Jesus Christ, no.
Bob, I've been with him. I love him like a son. And I literally, my therapist goes, "Just let him be stupid. Let him be the dummy he is."
Oh, my God. I'm not clapping. No. I'm clapping at what he said.
I'm smart if I want to be smart. Like,
okay.
No. Like,
that's right, dumb
like
to say.
Like, sports, I know sports shit off the top of my head from 1942, if anything, but like I can't remember.
Who won the
math.
World Series in 1942?
The Yankees.
Who won the World Series in 1948? All right,
I'm gonna go with the Dodgers. How about that?
All right. Well, yeah, that's pretty fascinating. To be honest, I want my kid. I'd rather have my kid be like you. But I sit there. This is honestly, I sit there with a book all the time, just so he sees me. You know, of course he can't read yet. He's only 2.5. But all of a sudden, he grabs books now. Like, he'll go get a book and sit. He'll sit with a book. It's, you know, the Alcoholics Anonymous book that he doesn't know. But
some guy crying while his wife's leaving the fucking picture.
There's a Polaroid of a vagina a girl sent me a long time ago that I keep just to fucking crank out once in a while. I have to snap that out of that book first. But there's
Polaroid.
There's remember those? Yeah. So I would rather have him be like you guys. I want him to be into school.
But it was. Kids will be like that. But I wasn't. I was like, I needed to be told.
I hated school.
My parents had a fucking brutal divorce, and I lashed out. You know what I mean? But I was one of those kids where I was in the lower English class, and we would write essays. And I never forget, dude, teacher made me wait, and she said, "I'm talking to you," and she goes, "Your stories are really good. Why aren't you applying yourself? You should be in the bigger ones." And I was only like a C student in that class.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm putting you in the higher class. Don't disappoint me. And I went from a C student in the low class to a high B in the big one just because she believed me. Because I was just like, all right, now I give a fuck. I had to give a fuck because I was distracted. I just wanted to get laid and I wanted to drink.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do. But as soon as I had to do it, I could do it.
When I got sober, this is fucking weird. I came back out of rehab, went back to the ninth grade. It was actually 10th grade. I went to the 10th grade, and I took two classes a day. I took math and a Spanish. And then I went and worked at a styrofoam factory. I got to have a job. Actually, a retard was my boss.
They really a special ed kid. You can work in the factory.
No, seriously. I found a fucking styrofoam factory, and we would make styrofoam balls, right? We would make half styrofoam balls.
Just playing and packing peanuts all day.
We did that, too. Seriously. He'd be like, no, you put the...
Was he fucking Asian?
He was a mentally retarded. How do you say? I don't know what the term
mentally
is.
Challenged.
Mentally challenged guy. All right. Okay. Back then, you could say mentally retarded. You didn't call him retards back then either. You called him mentally retarded. And he was fucking my boss. We made fucking Christmas balls all day. And then we hand them off to these what do you call Mexican ladies now?
Mexican ladies.
These little Mexican ladies, and they would glue them together and paint them. That's what we did all day.
Did he ever scold you?
He did. He was like, no, you... I know he's Asian again. I can't... I'm nervous to do mentally retarded because I don't want to get a blog written about me and have everything taken away.
Wait, how do you make styrofoam?
They would take styrofoam... I don't know. We would get the styrofoam and then they would compress it together.
Oh, okay.
And then we would Package. Make... We would. You'd make like a... You'd take like a square and put it in this lathe and make a half a ball. Mm-hmm. And we'd give half a balls to these Mexican women and they would glue them together and make a whole ball. And that would be your Christmas
ornament.
That was
too much for you
guys.
Wait,
why can't you make the whole ball? You can't make the whole ball? Because
fucking the retarded guy was taught how to make half a ball. And I was taught from him. And so on and so forth. It was the first time I was in, there was a Mr. Goldberg. And he'd be like, Bobby, can you work on Saturday? And I'd be like,
Black guy?
He was actually a Catholic, Roman Catholic.
Was he the head boss?
The guy who owned it, yeah. He was a nice guy. But I worked my way out of those rooms because that was the... the crappy. I worked my way back into mainstream classes the next year. Bye.
No snakes in those classrooms?
He lied. He actually faked credits because we're sitting in the room. He goes, you're going to be in these classes in 11th grade unless we... He goes, when you were in jail, did you take any classes? I was like, well, we played basketball. He goes, gym. Check. Then he goes, did you ever do anything else? I go, we did art. We painted. He goes, fucking art class. He goes, did you ever talk to somebody? He goes, we had like classes where they would talk to us about drugs and alcohol. He goes, good, psychology. And he fucking created credits and got me into the 11th grade where I excelled. And then I graduated with my class. But it was a week and a half before graduating, I threw a chair at a math teacher. Remember the chair, the desk and the chair that was connected?
Yeah.
Remember those cool ones? It was like round desk and you could open it up. I fucking hucked that at Mrs. Black's head.
Oh, it was a
What'd
woman.
She do?
There was a kid behind me. I don't know. We were friends. And this kid behind me is going, hey, you're a faggot. And I was like, I laughed. I was like, ha ha ha. And he goes, faggot. And I go, dude, that's funny. Come on, stop. He goes,
dude, that's funny. Just like I said, dude, that's funny. Stop it.
Yeah, he goes, faggot. I go, come on, all right, dude. He goes, faggot. And I was like, dude, seriously, knock it off. Enough's enough. And he went, faggot. And I went, I'm telling you, dude, I'm going to fucking, don't fuck with me anymore. And he goes, and it's just very quiet. And then he goes, Bobby is a faggot. I'll motherfucking murder you. I said, leave me alone. And Mrs. Black went, Robert Kelly. She hated me anyways. And I took my desk and I threw it. I go, fuck you too, you fucking asshole. And I just walked to the principal's office. Because I've been there before. I know what you do. I'm not waiting to be told. I know. You go. And as I'm walking, heads just came out of every classroom. Oh. Like the students... And I went in, and Mr. D was like, hey, Bobby, what's up? Because that was a success story.
Yeah.
And then
what happened with the gym teacher? Why'd you fight him?
I came up in the hallway, and he had my friend backed in the corner, and he was poking his chest, going, you little pain in the ass, I know. And I go, hey, what are you doing? He's like, mind your business. Like, I'm not fucking minding my business. You're abusing somebody. And my friend was like, yeah, you're abusing me. You're not so tough now with two of us. And we started fucking pushing him and, you know, slapping him.
What a pussy gym teacher.
He deserved it, yeah.
He was a big kid. He was a big guy. He knew we were mental. Like, you know, he knew that we'd fucking...
He backed off?
Well, we would have hit him with sticks.
He could have fought you if you played by the fighting rules. But you didn't play by the fighting rules.
No. Yeah, fighting rules. I love that when people... I'll beat you up. What do you think is going to be fair?
Yeah. Yeah.
I already fucking... Look, I have 9 weapons I'm going to hit you with. That fucking bottle's going in your eye. That dirty penny I'm going to put in your mouth and then punch you in the stomach and you're going to choke on it. I've got 9 ways to kill you. That's not fair. Jack, you went to school?
Yes, I did go to school.
Oh, you never know, dude. You're a little crazy.
Yeah, no, right? I was the same as Stavi.
So you're smart.
I had to be top of, yeah.
Top of everything.
Yeah, it was. I remember being like a little kid and crying if I didn't get an A.
Wow.
But that was like fucking hardcore. Like, I was in my house. If I didn't have an A, it was like a fucking problem.
Really? Oh, why? Man. Why were your parents mean or your father?
No, they were nice. I think both my parents. I was the first in my like generation to go to college. And I think they always saw that for me. So anything short of being very successful at school, they were like flipping out. Because my dad didn't go to college. He had to sacrifice it for his little brother.
Wow.
So I think that was always his thing.
Right.
To make sure I went to a good school.
Did you like school or did it fuck you up?
I hated high school and I loved college.
Why did you hate high school?
Look at me. Look at me and listen to me.
That's sad, man. You know, here's the one thing that I liked about myself in high school and college. Is that I hung out with the fucking dweebs, I hung out with the project rats, I hung out with the fucking jocks, I hung out with everybody. I had a fucking thing that I would, like a group that I created where people who were having hard times would come and we'd just talk.
Isn't that what this podcast is?
Yeah, I guess so. You're fucking right. Yeah, I hate that, dude. I used to love guys like you in high school.
I stuck up for nerds. I stood up to the bullies for the nerds.
You did?
Yep.
Because I was a fucking... I was always...
I hated that shit, man. When they made fun and they made people... I remember one girl, I was friends with her. She was crying and she said, so-and-so did this to me. And I fucking... He was a bigger kid than me. And I made him get on his hands and knees and bark like a dog in front of everybody before he left the school.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if that's...
You know, that's
Jesus.
No, dude, she was crying. Fuck that, dude. She was crying. She was bullied.
What did he do to you? I'll fuck him right in the ass right now.
No, she was...
Wait, how'd you make...
Like, what the fuck?
The fuck are you doing dicks again?
No.
That guy has the word dog collar now to come.
No, she was crying. She said she was made fun of. She had problems with her eyes. People made fun of her, and I said, that's fucking not cool. And I called a kid over, and I said, fucking... And I made him humiliate himself. Because I mean, maybe that was wrong.
Maybe
that was a little harsh.
But
I remember seeing her years later, and she's like, do you remember how nice you were? She like fucking remembered it.
You know, that kid killed himself.
He hung himself in a dog pound.
With a leash.
With a leash.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's Michael Vick.
Ah, shit.
That was nice.
Well, that's because she's fucking a genius, for Christ's sake. She could have been a doctor and a fucking Wall Street mogul. She decided to fucking do a late spot at the Cellar. You have the same problem, though, right, in your house. Your parents are really strict on you.
Nah, I mean, my parents cared about education and stuff, but, you know, they kind of saw that I cared more about the simple things, like making friends and trying to make connections like that.
Really?
So they kind of just said, all right, you know, just find your own way, do your own thing.
Oh, that was fucking not what I expected.
Yeah, I know. Everyone assumes that.
Like you got a ruler for Christmas. All right. I think I have it, right? I need to pass it. I did fine.
Punjabi guys are like the rednecks of India. So, you know, a lot of farmers, a lot of military.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go.
I am a racist. I just thought all Indian people, when they came here, were fucking intelligent. So you're a redneck of India.
Well, my family has a lot of that going on.
No shit.
Alcoholism and stuff like that.
Did your father, the family on a farm?
Both sides of my family had farmland in India.
Wow. So if you lived in India, you'd be on a farm.
Yep.
Wow, I saved you.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, you saved me.
I saved you.
Thank you, Bobby.
And you, whatever family you have. Yeah. It's funny. Now, you're just forget it with dudes right now.
Yeah, I mean...
So we're not going to make up.
No, yeah. No, this is not going to happen. Sorry.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking kidding. I'm married. I'm happily married.
Unless you let me cut your penis in half.
Yeah, if you want to fucking try, then you can do for it. Maybe stick a sponge in it. I'm very excited about Christmas this year because I finally get to enjoy Christmas again because of my kid. I fucking hate Christmas. To me, for the last whatever, it's just been shit. I have shitty memories as a kid, really. Just another, I told my story about how Christmas has sucked, mm-hmm. when I was a kid. I had my bike stolen. I finally got the bike of my dreams, got stolen the next day. Oof. The year before that, I got a remote control car and that fucking abusive douchebag used it, and I'm going to teach you how to use it. I'm a fucking kid. Just give me the fucking toy, you fucking douchebag. And he touched the antennas together, and the fucking thing broke. And then the year after that, he got me a beautiful Afghan puppy named Bo, which means beautiful. Fucking got in a fight with my mom. He let it out of the backyard, hit by a train.
What? Oh,
Jesus.
I made the last part. Yeah, I think actually a black guy took them. I'm kidding about that, too. They.
Was there a puppy?
Yeah. The puppy was real.
Okay. They liked them.
What happened to the puppy?
He ran away, man. He just, because Afghans are runners, you know what I mean? They fucking just take off. It wasn't his home yet, you know what I mean? So it's not like, so I think he ran away, and my mother said she saw somebody with him. Like a weeks later, mm-hmm. and she was like, "You know what? He's got a better home. He looked happy, so fuck it." And she was divorcing him, and so now Christmas gets to be fun again for me because you know,
boy, yeah,
I got I get to buy him something, which is great. I bought him I'm an idiot. I bought him a fucking car, like an actual car that goes 5 miles an hour.
Like one of those little Fisher Price, the electric ones.
Talking to Mike.
You know, he's never gonna fucking use it. Because we did that.
What do you mean?
We did that.
A car?
Yeah, they got the fuck. You know, family got them. She's got the Barbie thing. It goes like 10 or 5.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And they go in the fucking yard. They do it and they get out and they look for something else. This is going to collect dust. Hopefully it doesn't happen.
Well, thank you for fucking second stepdad who used to abuse me.
Jesus Christ.
I think the beginning of the story, I said, I'm looking forward to this year because I finally get to have a good one and you shit all over my car.
No, he might. I like it, but it's
you don't.
When you get the kids shit like that, you get excited because it's a big box, and then you're like, look, and then they just my son just rummages, his looks, and
I had one like that. I was thrilled, Bobby. Honestly, it was.
Were you?
I got a lot out of it. It got stolen. I lived in Baltimore, but before it got stolen, I loved it.
Yeah,
so
but I live, you know,
you're fine.
Yeah, I live.
Does he get Christmas?
I live in Woodsy. He does.
Okay,
but I, you know, he really. We did bring him. This was fucked up. Oh, okay. I go to the fucking Santa thing. We pay the money to go at 10:30. We get there.
You have to pay?
Because it's an experience, okay? My wife went last year without me because I was on the road. This year, I'm going. We get down there early. It's in one of those new outdoor malls where they try to make it like,
Yonkers?
The 20s.
Yonkers? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Legoland,
that,
I know.
That place used to be, when it first opened, was awesome. Now it's ghetto. And Santa... You know, when you go see Santa, I want an old white lady going, "Hey, kids, come on in, Santa." I don't want a Puerto Rican girl with a fucking, you know.
Do you
want
to see Santa?
Yeah, with a yin and yang tattoo on the back of her neck going, yo, come on in. Yo, hurry up. All the machines don't work, only two, so share.
Oh, Jesus.
And we're in the, it's a sleigh, right? it's an actual sleigh with a screen, and it's a little kid ride, but it goes up, and it feels like you're flying through the air. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we're in this dark thing, and the things, and we're going, and we're flying to go to the North Pole to see Santa. And all of a sudden, the room lights out. All the kids turn because they see this beautiful, bright light. It's her fucking on her phone, texting.
Oh.
in the dark room. She's in the corner fucking looking down at her phone. Not even, it's like, you have, your job couldn't be fucking easier. Hi, kids. How are you? Come on in. Ah, right. Sit in the chair. Boom. It's a 5 minute.
See, I had a complaint. That got me angry just now.
Oh, wait. It gets fucking.
I would have complained.
It gets worse, Verz. It gets worse.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Why don't you step fucking, on your shoe?
Oh, my ears. My ears are itching. I'm so mad.
No, I just got mad.
So then we go in the other room. Honestly, God, there's another room. A girl in there, right? She don't give a fuck. There's all these machines. You're supposed to fill out your names and stuff. They don't work. Three of them don't work. So you got to sit there, and they don't wash them. You know, you get kids, a million people coming in, touching the screen. They're not even washing them after, like baby wiping them down, right? And three of them don't work. It's hot as fuck. Mm-hmm. So then you're going in to see Santa one by one. We finally, all right, the Kellys are up, and we go in. The dude who opens the door is this, I don't know if he's black, Puerto Rican, young kid, opens the door. In my face. No ho, ho, ho. No Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
He's yawns in my face. It's not even 11. You've been open since 10. Ugh. You fucking piece of shit. What are you, bowling out? What the fuck you doing?
That's what
so happened. So then, but that's not the worst. Wait. I look over. Santa's fucking out.
Sleeping?
Yeah. Not as a gag. Not as this, hey, Santa. Fucking guy has his eyes taking a quick cat nap in between the Johnsons and Kellys.
Unfucking believable.
I go, hey, Santa. Santa. Hey.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's brutal.
Now my kid comes
How
in.
How did he fall asleep in between? Yeah.
Because there's they wait, like, so they go out, and I think they give them a couple seconds to see if they want to come, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they do, but it took forever. Fucking crashes, closes his eyes. So then, you know, my wife, she goes, you sit, he's really direct, which Santa shouldn't be direct. You fuck.
No, no. Don't talk to my fucking wife like that. Yeah.
My wife. It's my wife, but I hear you.
Bo's no, I'm theoretically getting mad.
No one with the kids, we don't give a fuck at all. Yeah, like, whatever, yeah.
So, can I grab a water, Chrissy? Or Verz, can you grab a water right out of there?
Yeah.
So, I'm sitting there. He goes, all right, can you sit over here? It's like, what are you, a fucking AD? You, what the fuck are you doing? You sit over here. My wife's like, okay. And you sit here and put your legs that way. And I'm trying to, I got the kid and he's freaking out because it's fucking Santa. Mm-hmm. And he's never seen, you know what I mean? He's free. So Max is all like, I don't want to go near this fucking guy because his energy stinks. The elf fucking stinks. The whole, you know. So then he's like, put your legs there. And I'm like, and he's like, no, like this. No, no, put them that way. That's his tone with me.
What?
So I'm like, oh, fuck. Max is trying to. So then I go, come on, Max. Come on. I'm trying to get Max. Come on, Max. Turn this way. He goes, let me tell you something, son. I'll give you a word of advice. Oh, you motherfucker.
Wait, to Max or you?
To me.
Oh.
To me.
Now, what did he say? What did he say?
I'm going to try to remember because I saw red at that point. Because you fucking old fuck from Vermont that comes down for 2 months out of the year
no
to make
way.
A...
No way, he's from Vermont.
He's not coming to Yonkers. He's not coming to Yonkers from Vermont.
Wherever the fuck he's from.
You got to tell
me. He goes, let me tell you something, young man. There's two, you know, two things, blah, blah, blah. And kids don't do what they don't want to do. Like, I don't really, motherfucker. You know, this is my son. I go with him every fucking day. I know what he's doing. I'm trying to fucking manipulate him into relaxing a little bit so we can get a fucking picture with your shit people. That's what I want to say. That's what I should have said. But I get so mad, I need 3 days to, you know, I'm a 3 day guy. I cut it down to a week. It used to be a week. I'd go back in and say what I should have said.
No, but, you know what I mean? This is...
Wait, this, it gets worse. The fucking dude with the kid with the bell that yawned, he's sitting there supposed to snap the picture, and he has all these little things, like a bell. He's supposed to get the attention. I'm literally going, hey, ring the bell right now. Ring it. He's fucking looking. And then he looks up. When you ring the bell, we all fake smile. Ha. He looks. Ding-a-ding-a-ding. Snap the picture. We all got it. This fuck wouldn't... I'd say ring it. He'd wait... like 2 seconds instead of ringing it, and I go ring it, and he go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Too late. He fucking turned around. It was so annoying, dude.
Dude,
First of all, you're part to blame, but I know you don't know it.
I will fucking end this podcast and our friendship right now because I'm going to hit you with this fucking camera.
No, 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 listen. I said you're to blame, but you don't know it. You can't go to Yonkers because Yonkers, they fucking, Yonkers is the worst. And the way that those people, if you're in White Plains, you go to the Westchester and White Plains or something like that.
Why did
but
I call
you? I would have went, I would have been like, look, I would have said to the Puerto Rican girl or I would have said something. I'd be like, I need to talk to somebody who's in charge of this. This is fucking unacceptable. That's unacceptable.
I'm going
to
show you the photo. It really is.
That's fucking unacceptable. My kid's going to fucking remember a fucking tattoo on the back of her neck and some fucking fat fuck sleeping.
He's not
going
to remember anything.
All these pictures.
Here you go. Here's the fucking photo. That's the photo.
That's hilarious.
What the fuck my wife's looking at, I have no idea. What is she looking at?
Yeah.
The fucking ceiling.
Dude, you're new to the neighborhood. You didn't know better. You can't go to Yonkers. Oof. Yonkers will fucking disappoint every time.
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
They fucking
the Westchester
suck.
Is awesome.
He goes like this. His stomach's out. Pull his shirt down. Yelled at me. Pull his shirt down.
You should have been like, look what you're doing right now for a living.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Here's the thing. Why do all these parents, why do you guys want a picture with Santa when the kids don't like it?
Well, my kids love it.
Because you don't know. Like,
you don't know if he doesn't like
it. My kid has been saying for 2 weeks, what's Santa got? Treats?
Yeah.
Love Santa. Watches Santa. Mickey watches everything. When he walked in the room, you don't know. I thought he was just going to walk up to Santa.
Yeah.
My kid's very friendly. I thought he'd walk up and be like, what's up? He freaked the fuck out.
Okay.
There was a bad vibe in there. You ever walk into a house, you're like, there's ghosts in here. There's ghosts. I smell them. There's fucking ghosts.
Into ghosts.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, dude. That's a bad. I hate fucking experiences like that, man. Like in restaurants or like just when you feel like you're in the mood for something and it just fucking ruins it. It just fucking ruins it.
Yeah, dude. You shouldn't hire fucking Santa. You don't hire young kids who don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. I know it's cheaper. You don't hire kids to deal with kids. The only people that should work with kids are adults who fucking deal with kids.
Or like 15-year-olds that want to deal with kids. You know, like babysitter types that are like, I like
love
a Santa
kids.
Thing.
You don't hire, you don't hire the tired fucking dude.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you want to work? Yeah, I'll be an elf. Yeah, sure. Fuck you.
I love how he told you to make sure your son's shirt was tucked in, but he was sleeping.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
I don't know if he had his eyes shut. Let's put it that way. When I walk in with my kid, I didn't get a ho, ho, ho. We didn't get a fucking ho, ho, ho.
Just what a goddamn ho, ho, ho.
You don't get it. He didn't go ho, ho, ho. He was immediately a cunt because my kid was scared. You, out of anybody, Santa fucking Claus, should be able to deal with a scared kid. You fuck.
Yeah.
You fuck.
Yeah.
Put a job
you know he's not really Santa Claus.
Shut the fuck up, Chris. You don't know that. He looked good too. When I walked in, I saw him. I was like, this guy looks great.
See, I had an annoying, beard. Overly good one, but he was like overly. It was too much.
What do you mean?
He was just too much. He was too much, like fucking
Jesus
Santa.
Christ. What do you mean?
He was just like, come here. And then he's like, so you're gonna tell your mommy and daddy that my reindeer want to eat something? He's like, but make sure when you get them the carrots, it's got the green in the back, so it's the real carrots.
You had reindeer?
Like fucking. He was kind of.
You had reindeer?
No, he was talking about his reindeer, and he was telling my son that when
don't
we
get mad at me.
Cookies,
I'm not Santa Claus.
No.
Now Paul's got to get carrots with the green in the back.
He was telling like, hey, when you leave me cookies, make sure you leave my reindeer carrots because my reindeer likes it. But make sure they're not just regular carrots. They got to have the green in the back. They got to be. And I was kind of his way.
This guy probably
of fucking,
grows carrots.
Yeah,
he has a whole racket.
He owns an organic market.
Yeah. There's your smart shit going off again.
But then he's like, do you clean your room for your mommy and daddy? Do you clean your room and shit? He was like that.
Well, you know what?
Do your parents have an upgraded AT&T plan?
Exactly. Yeah, he was a little.
Do your parents have a timeshare in Aruba? Because you should ask for one.
Santa won't come if they don't get one.
Yeah, tell them to ask for Gary. I would have rather took your Santa Claus than mine. To be honest, I would rather take overly.
I would have taken no Santa Claus than yours,
dude. I just want a guy. This is what I want. You know what I might do? This and tell me if I'm wrong. On Christmas Eve, I'm going to buy a Santa outfit. I'm going to dress up like Santa, and I'm going to be Santa for my kid.
I like it.
I think that's fine. I think that's good.
And I'm going to come out and I'm going to go ho ho ho.
Or you know what might even be better though?
What?
Other than being Santa is. eating the cookies and stuff, like showing him evidence.
Oh, he'll eat
pain.
The cookies.
I can't. No, I can't. I'm on no sugar, no grants.
No, no. I'll come you're over not and eating the cookies, but like showing my,
yeah,
showing
my parents
evidence
used to do that.
That Santa was there, but keeping like that magic sort of alive. You know,
they used
like,
to take bites out of the cookies.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? That's going to flip him out. I'm going to go into his room in the middle of the night.
Jesus,
shake him.
Scare the fuck out. No, not scare him. I'm going to go in the room in the middle of the night and give him a kiss and say Santa loves you. Someone did that to me when I was a kid. It made me think Santa was real so much that he came into my room. I don't know what creepy one of my mother's friends did this weird thing. That I'm sure he wasn't told to do it either. He just came in like, I love you, Bobby.
He just came in.
Oh, Santa's got a wet tongue.
And then he kissed me up behind the ear.
Dude, Santa is a big memory in a kid. Like, dude, my stepfather told me when I was 8 that it wasn't real, and my mom was mad at him. He's like, listen, you got to tell him. And my mother was like, "What the fuck?"
Fuck,
she
goes, "Ted Bundy."
She goes, "You got it." She goes, "You got." He goes, "You got to tell him. Come on. I mean, he's 8 years old." And she just goes, "She goes, don't do it." And he just goes, "There's no Santa. It's not real." And I remember just sitting there, and I just processed it, and it was fucking devastating. And I'm telling it now. Like that's how it was fucking brutal,
dude. What I mean, seriously,
that also is not even like a sentence. He needs to know. He doesn't need to know.
Yeah, there's no. Like I was like, I was just talking about Santa and everything. He goes, you gotta tell
him.
Are
you kidding me?
No,
dude. You were fucking excited
and
about Santa.
And he's a fucking great dude. He was.
Yeah,
he
sounds like a fucking great guy.
No, he was
fucking Santa killer. Yeah. No, that's on the resume of great dads. No, he makes chicken.
Magic isn't real.
Yeah. Yeah, he took Santa and the Easter Bunny away from me. But what are you going to do? I grew up young. I grew up fast. That's who I am today. That's why fucking sneakers are real important to me. What?
Yeah.
When he told you that, what happened?
I fucking was stunned.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry.
Are you sure?
I didn't cry. I looked at my mom.
It's all right if you did.
And then I looked at him, and I just remember being really confused and like, what? And then like, I just kind of processed it and just walked away and like almost tried to not want to believe it. Like part of me was like, he's fucking with me. You know what I mean? Like maybe he's fucking with me, but of course.
Well, okay, so Christmas comes, the presents are under the tree.
Man, I'm like, these fucking assholes got it. This sucks. You know?
Really?
The greatest Christmas memory I had was I wanted a Mongoose bike, and my mom and my older brother wanted a 10-speed, and we stayed at my grandmother's house in Yonkers, which we did every Christmas Eve when we were kids, because my parents are divorced.
Did you go to that Santa?
And which Santa?
The fucking one I went to in Yonkers.
No.
Okay.
No. And my mom was like, I want to get you the bikes for you and your brother, but I just can't afford it. I just can't afford it. But don't worry, you're going to have a great Christmas. And my mom and brother were like, my older brother, he knew, he's 5 years older. So he goes, I hear bells, but he's going to pass the house if you don't go to sleep. So I fucking went to sleep, and I woke up, and there was a fucking white Mongoose. It was fucking shit. It was white. It was insane. And my brother had a black 10-speed next to it. And I woke up, and like, I don't know. I didn't know what a hard-on was then.
Wait, you were hard?
What the fuck?
You hard?
And now I can't come unless there's a bike in the room.
Yeah, my fucking baby sponge expanded. And I just fucking saw. I just
baby sponge.
Are you writing any of these down?
No.
You're not writing anything.
I got it.
Of course not.
And I just
fucking dumb. God, he's dumb.
And I just saw.
It's fucking.
It was
dumb.
The greatest. I just saw it, and my mom was like, "There was no way I wasn't going to do this for you. I made sure we got it for you, and it was fucking the best. It was one of the best Christmas memories I've ever
That's
had.
Awesome.
Yeah. It like and
but sticks is
with
it
you.
Is it
it sticks.
It
with
does
Christmas
stick
morning
with you.
Sticks with you, dude. It does.
I don't remember it. I remember, I guess one, but I don't know. I was already fucked up at that time. Do you have any good Christmas memories?
I remember wrestling toys. That's it.
But did you have... I had nice
Christmases with my
family.
So,
Zach, I mean, you look at you and you'd be like, oh, this kid had a fucked up childhood, but you
no,
didn't.
No, I had a...
You actually
childhood.
Had a good childhood.
Yeah, I had a fine childhood.
And you're just... that's why I really do like you, man, because you are one of the most unique people I fucking have ever met. I follow you on Instagram. I thought your Instagram was weird. Follow this fuck on Instagram. What's your Instagram again?
Zach is not funny.
My God, it's ridiculous. You have a new one that you're painted... Your top is painted black.
Yeah.
What is that?
I did a cabaret on Sunday night, and I was Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I did the song from The Little Mermaid.
That's awesome.
It
was awesome. It was really fun. It was like all circus performers, aerialists. It was fucking really fun.
Yeah, you really are out there, dude. You're a fucking unique guy. And you had a good upbringing. It's not,
yeah,
you're not this way because you were fucked up. You're this way because you were raised right, and you got to just be who you are.
Yeah, my mom was an art teacher, and she like really pushed being creative.
All right, well, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna slow down on art for Max. I don't want him being Ursula on a Sunday. No, no offense.
It swung both ways. My dad's a welder.
I'm gonna have him just build fences, and Don will read. But that's good, man. And what about you?
Yeah, good. Pretty good childhood. Yeah. I had some nice
Christmas stories.
I don't really remember the young ones. I remember getting a GameCube. That was huge. But ooh, I was already like 12 at the time.
A GameCube.
Those were tight. Yeah.
Wow.
Got a GameCube. Played Madden with my brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just neglected.
What about
family.
You, Deepu?
Yeah, kind of like Stav. No particular memories, but you know, when I was young, I would get a gift, and then you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Scopo?
I got told Santa Claus wasn't real early. I was like 7. My brother told me.
Jesus Christ.
I was the dick kid.
My brother told me. He's like, but he didn't tell. My parents didn't know I knew. He's like, oh, these bikes. I got bikes too. He's like, mom and dad got them. And then next year, I kept finding shit in the house that I got for that Christmas, and I was like, oh, there's fucking no Santa Claus. That's how I found out.
Yeah, I was the dickhead kid who was, like, a skeptic, who, like,
you're still that dickhead
kid.
Yeah,
I know, I am. I would just wait up. I was like, no, I'm waiting. I was, like, 5, and I was like, I'm staying by the tree to check when Santa comes in. My parents were like, no, no, go to sleep. I eventually would pass out, and
yeah, because they gave you Benadryl, little fucking party pooper.
Yeah. I was a total dick. And I was
just made
like,
their life worse. They had to put the toys together.
You're wondering how he gets down the chimney. You're like, no way he's coming down a chimney.
I was like, we don't even have a chimney. I was like, we know there's no way he's getting it. Like, they can come in a different way.
Just,
my parents
just put NyQuil in Fatso's fucking milk. Yeah. Get him to bed. So
I never realized my parents, I used to wake up early and get the gifts. My parents would be like, let's go back to bed. I'm like, no, let's play with the toys. I didn't realize they were putting them together all night long. And then kind of hit me too.
Well, here's the deal. I'm on the flip side of that right now, and I'm excited. But I'm a little pissed off because we got the car. It's a Kia. It's an awesome Kia. You know, my friend gave me shit. I got the fucking Mercedes.
You got a Kia?
What, you got
No, I'm for my son. It's a 12-volt fucking Kia, dummy.
I'm not a loser.
I'm not getting a Kia in life.
I remember you were saying you were getting a car.
Get a Kia Sorento.
Like, wait, are you preparing your son for middle management? Is that what's going on?
I got my kid a Kia Soul. But the reason why I got it is because it seats two, and in the back it has two microphones with speakers, and you can plug your iPhone into it or iPod, whatever, and it plays music through the speakers. And the lights light up to the music, so it's called party mode.
Oh, that's cool. Mm.
And you can also put it down to 2.5 miles an hour. So you can go 5 or you can go 2.5. But with this, I have to put a fucking fence up.
You should honestly erase that Yonkers memory and go and just – he'll forget about it and just go to White Plains, Westchester Mall and redo it.
Well, I want to do that, but my – you know, like we were leaving and my wife – I don't know. It's just a fight. I don't want
to – you don't celebrate?
No, I celebrate.
Oh, nobody asked.
I was getting to it. I'm running the fucking show. I know you got the Verzi effect.
No, but I thought,
you know what, dude?
No, I thought because you
thought
I'm
she was
going.
A Jew.
I go in my way. I save the best for last.
Oh, I thought.
I'm not fucking saving Scopo for last. One time I knew, and then I knew forever. I'm not fucking. I know how to run a show, asshole. Let me work it out. I know Michelle's got a couple good ones. Well, do you celebrate Christmas?
There's like a surprising number of people that think I'm Jewish.
Why?
Wolf. No, wolf.
Curly hair.
That's
No. I didn't think she was Jewish.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I thought you were Irish, actually.
No.
I thought you were Irish. Irish Catholic. What are you?
I'm German.
Get out.
No, I'm
this is a Jewish
I'm
building.
Take it over.
Did you tell Esther you're German? No. So you're German, that's it?
Yeah, there's like a little bit of Scottish.
Scottish, yeah. Yeah, you have something like that hair.
Like that. I'm the only redhead in my family.
No very shit.
Cool. Yeah, I'm the only redhead with freckles. My brothers look exactly alike. My parents both have dark hair. My dad has curly hair. That was the only one that had curly hair.
Do you have any good Christmas memories?
I loved everything before Christmas. Like I love like, we would put our Christmas decorations up the day after Thanksgiving. I love decorating for Christmas. My room was always super decorated. I put up lights. I used to make snowflakes. Way too late I made snowflakes. Like, in high school, I would, like, cut out snowflakes. I have a very distinct memory of making snowflakes and then hanging them on, taping them, like, putting string and then taping them onto my ceiling and watching the movie Fargo, which is, like, a weird mix of, like, Christmas and murder. Yeah. And, I would decorate everything. I didn't really like Christmas morning. I was always sort of disappointed, you know, I don't know. I 1 year my grandpa got me a Barbie house, but then immediately my brothers like destroyed it. They didn't destroy it. They just would like they'd put the Barbie in the elevator and then like use it as like a slingshot and like yeah, I don't really have like but my mom and I, we make Christmas cookies, like, we give out cookies to, like, all the neighbors and friends and stuff like that. So for, like, 3 days leading up to Christmas, we just bake cookies. And that stuff was the fun stuff I liked. Christmas I didn't really like because then it felt like it was over.
Right.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, this is the magic.
There's like a
Christmas,
sad
that's
thing
why Christmas
about
Eve
it, right?
is the. That's why Christmas Eve is the
best. Christmas Eve is the best.
Christmas Eve is the biggest Christmas for my yeah. family. Yeah. Everybody's there watching movies, drinking, eating.
I'm having a thing Christmas Eve, by the way. You guys are all invited. Thank if you want to go. I know you have some family shit you have.
Christmas Eve was just a celebration to me. It's like Christmas yeah. morning was like.
No, this okay. year I'm having something.
Yeah, okay.
I just invited you.
I appreciate that, man.
But are you having a Christmas thing? A Christmas Eve thing?
Oh, yeah.
You doing something?
Christmas Eve is usually always at my house or my mom's or something, yeah.
Yeah? All right. Well, we're doing something this year if you want to stop by.
Oh, that's nice of you, man.
Are you doing the fishes or no?
What's that?
The fishes? The seven fishes? The Italian thing.
If this mic stand wasn't so expensive,
that's fucking a real thing.
I know it is, but me and my wife aren't fucking. We're not wops from the North End. No, we're doing the seven fishes on fucking Christmas. I got fucking scrod, cod, haddock, and fucking. I got tuna.
Lobster's in there.
Dude, listen, first of all, no, we're not doing seven. We're doing hors d'oeuvres. We're doing a fucking charcuterie plate, maybe some little snacky poos, and then there you go. I'm not going to do seven fishes. It's comics. They're going to show up and go, what a fucking fish? Norton's going to go, ugh. I'm only having one fish. You got any cupcakes? Yeah, I'm not fucking doing that. Why, you do seven fishes?
Yeah.
Every Christmas Eve?
Every Christmas Eve.
You don't. Your mother does.
No, my aunt. My aunt's, it used to be my grandma, and my grandma passed away, and then my aunt does it now.
Yeah, but there's going to be a time in your life where you're going to have your own traditions. Right now, this is a weird thing, is that we don't go home. I told my wife 3 years ago, we're not going back to Boston and going to my mother's and your parents. We're not. We have to have our own tradition.
Yeah.
I'm done fucking going to somebody else's house and doing their thing. We're waking up Christmas Eve, Christmas Day in our house with our fucking tree. With our traditions.
We got to talk about trees. We didn't talk about trees yet.
Well, we got fucking 15 minutes. I'm going to talk about trees, and I'm also going to talk about traditions, because my wife's fucking stinky tradition. Shit.
You're younger than me. I'm just asking about trees.
All right. We'll talk about trees. But traditions, you know, now that we're making our own, she's bringing her traditions in. And, okay, here's her traditions that's bugging me.
Okay.
I don't mind the one gift. I don't like the gift at night.
Mm-hmm. The Christmas Eve gift or whatever.
I don't like the Christmas Eve gift. No, you open the presents when Santa comes.
I gotta disagree.
Okay.
Just one.
No.
Just one.
I don't like it.
No,
just
like
one.
It. Spoiling it. No.
You know what's a good one, though, to do the Christmas Eve one? If it's like Christmas pajamas or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We always that's do like one a... that's not a big one. A DVD you okay. wanted, a book you wanted. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, but like I said, I don't mind that one. I don't like it, but I don't mind
okay.
it. Okay. So I'm with you. Yeah, you can do a pajamas or whatever,
like,
right?
I agree.
Okay, but this is the one I don't like, Paul. You ready?
Yeah,
this is what I don't fucking like.
Go ahead.
Our gifts, the gifts from Mommy and Daddy, are wrapped. The gifts from Santa are not wrapped.
Oh, bullshit.
I don't like that.
Gotta be wrapped.
No.
Different wrapping paper.
Different wrapping
no,
paper.
No, not different wrapping paper. They're not. Santa, apparently, at the North Pole, Santa doesn't wrap gifts.
It's crazy. Of course he does.
My gifts weren't wrapped.
What?
No.
Wait a minute. In the real...
Zach, Michelle...
No, but in the real...
You gotta wrap them.
In the real world, wrapped, in the real right? life, in Santa...
I feel like...
No, he's working hard. He can't
wrap
all
the... Stop, stop, stop. Everybody stop. Paul just said in real life, Santa. Okay, we need
still working through that stepdad.
No,
thing,
my no, but my question.
No wonder you have sneaker issues.
My question is.
Did she step on your sneaker?
No, I don't. I got it under the chair.
Oh God!
Yeah, was so happy.
It was two black lines.
Somebody call Giannis quick. Yeah.
Michelle stepped on your sneaker with her freaking dead guy dick shoe.
Santa, like in the original like movies and shit,
I feel like their presents are just out with a bow on.
Oh, okay, you might be right.
Well, yeah. Well, that's where she's getting it from. Is that when the Santa and the elves don't rap, they just throw them all in the bag.
No, that's right. Because remember in the movie Elf, do you see Elf? Remember when? But the kid had a skateboard and Santa says, "Look in the bag," and it was a skateboard with a bow.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. So,
okay, let's take the story. The original story is from Iceland, I believe, where Santa somewhere comes from, and the
you
bag.
Have no idea.
The bag. I swear to God, the bag.
He is from he's from like Turkey.
Wherever the fuck he's from. He's not from here. He's not from the North Pole. The original.
Are we talking about Saint
fairy tale?
Yeah, but see, my question is this: Is the original Kringle?
Hang on. The original fairy tale. The bag. Shut the fuck up. Let me get this out. Because it's a fact that's not fact. I don't know. But I think it's a fact. You know the new horror movie that's out right now?
Krampus.
That story is a story about the other part of the Krampus. The bag with the toys, Santa never had a bag. Krampus, the evil fucking demon Santa, had the bag to hold the little kids in. So that's where the fucking...
No, I think the story of Saint Nick is the guy, he goes into people's houses and gives a gift. Well, he had the bag. That's how St. Nick started.
In Greece.
The dumbest guy. Well, are you listening?
Well, Chris, no. You said Krampus, the bag.
Krampus is the bag. That's the story of St. Nick and Krampus. Okay? They left the Krampus part out for the kids. But there's the other part that they have to the fable, okay, that they leave. We leave out because we're fuck Jesus walks and we just make the story as nice for us. Okay? Krampus had the bag. Santa, in the original story, didn't have a bag of toys. Krampus had the bag to take the kids away. Mm-hmm. That's what he used the bag for. Again, not fact. I think it's fact.
I got to research that.
In Greece, it's St. Basil, St. Bill.
Of course it is.
But,
just fucking fat country.
Just adding.
Bunch of fucking. Fucking
easy.
All right, listen.
He's half Greek.
I'm Greek. My mother's Greek.
All right, whatever. Listen.
I say rap though because it's funner to watch the kid unwrap them. It's cool.
Well,
You got to wrap that a lot of gifts.
I'm fighting with my wife about this. It's like Bubba, grab. I mean, come on, let's wrap the gifts. You're gonna walk out. He's not gonna be surprised. He's gonna see that. He's gonna see the truck. He's gonna. What the fuck?
It's a nice compromise you could do.
What? Divorce my wife?
No.
Fucking hang and marry Michelle? She'll never be there. She'll only show up fucking 4 days before Christmas and then leave. Do whatever I want.
No, you could have the ones that you and your wife buy wrapped, and then all the ones from Santa could be in like Santa's bag with the clothes. He could open the bag and take shit out.
Ooh.
Good thinking.
Now I gotta go bet a fucking big red bag.
Yeah, but there you go.
What?
Oh, actually,
be happy with a compromise. You'd be more upset about having to buy a bag
honey,
than having to
this
buy.
Is not Germany, this is America. And you can have what you want, okay? That's the dream I'm trying to live. Right, Zach?
Absolutely, Bobby.
All right, so the tree. Go to the tree.
You go real.
All right, real.
No,
but here's
I
the
like
deal.
Fake.
Yeah, some people go fake for years, and once you go fake, it's just so.
You don't
convenient.
Go back. You don't go back. To
no,
fake. Yeah,
yeah,
don't
but
back.
But I think now with kids, I got to get the fresh cut. I got to get a, you got to get a real one for a little while.
You got the smell.
I think yeah,
the smell and they
get in the tree and walking through all the trees with your little kid. And they
my
go
wife
and,
won't have it.
Like I remember that. I remember going.
My wife
down.
Will absolutely refuse this fake. She does. You want to talk about the shit you didn't? My wife. Day after Thanksgiving, it's over. The lights. I got nutcrackers all over my fucking house. I got nutcrackers everywhere. She's got lights everywhere. She has fucking ornaments. I go to the attic. Boxes and boxes. And my fucking house looks like the North Pole.
I was on my roof last year. She did the same. She was going to do that because we just got the house.
Your wife does that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because we were in New York in 47th Street and 9th for years, so we didn't do lights or any of that. We had a little tiny baby tree. But now that we got the house last year, I put a fucking stop to that. I'm hanging off a roof about to have a heart attack.
Yeah, no.
Trying to hang fucking icicle lights. Oh. I go, enough. I'm going to fucking die for lights, honey? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
You want me dead?
Yeah.
You want me dead? I went to Walgreens. I bought Busch lights.
Yeah, and the icicle lights are all wrapped up. You got to fucking try to pull them down. It's brutal. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do. I fucked up too. I got yellow lights. She likes the white lights. But I got a couple. I got a couple
yellow.
Yellow's
terrible.
So yellow's fucking awful.
I like color, I did, but not yellow.
Nah, they did. I did yellow, white, and then yellow. I kind of mixed it up in front of my. I'll show you. It's a little fucked up.
1 year, I want to do the Christmas vacation thing. I want a fucking the whole house outlined white. I want white everywhere. I want a fucking spectacle. I want people stopping and getting out of their fucking cars, taking pictures, and I'm gonna tell my kids that's what Daddy just did.
Fucking, dude, first of all, 8 people live where you live. Yeah, who the fuck's stopping by your house? You live in the fucking woods.
I'm gonna have 18 deer out there.
Yeah, you know who's gonna stop by the government because you're gonna fucking be glowing. I mean, what the fuck is that? Is that a spaceship?
Like a plane?
Dude, I talked about the tree. You gotta go real. You gotta go real. I fake. Is just
at least when the kids are young, you gotta go real.
Fake is just stupid. Real,
I fun. Like to fake too, like because fake. You could have it up for a really long time.
Yeah, but you can have a real one up if you feed it. You just gotta keep watering it and putting the stuff in there. There's some stuff you can put in there. I love the real tree. It smells great, but you gotta make sure you get a fallen tree. You can't get these trees that are up because they trick you. You go in, you're like, oh, that's a good tree, and then you get home, and the backside of my tree is fucking bare.
That happened one time.
That's the
my
worst.
My family had that. The tree the tree was so fucked up, it fell over. It would keep falling over as we left the house during the day. The worst.
Fucking unbelievable. The backside of my tree is a fucking nightmare.
Oh, you put it in the corner.
Well, yeah, we had to put it in the corner. But we're driving by a nursery, and there's beautiful, perfect trees. And I go, let's stop there. She goes, it's probably too expensive. I go, what, $10 more to make Christmas? $20 more to make Christmas? To have a perfect tree at the perfect place? You're going to take me to a farm?
Bobby's eyes are lighting up.
I'm so mad, dude.
Wait, you didn't want to cut it down yourself?
No, I'm a lumberjack.
I don't cut mine down.
We used to cut ours down, yeah.
I just tell a kid, rat, put it on the fucking hood.
You go where fucking like Verzi lives, up there, and you go and you cut it down. It's the whole day thing.
I'm not killing something. I don't want to kill a tree
anyway.
Yeah, but I want them to kill it.
No, but they
it's like my fucking meat.
Yeah, it's like hunting a deer.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Look at it like that?
Dude, I'm not going to cut a tree down. I feel like I'm fucking up Earth.
What?
Well, you are.
I'm not doing it.
They plant one. For everyone you cut, they plant one, and you water
Who's
it.
They again? You keep saying
the people that
black
work
Black people,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they said black people.
All right, well, listen. This has been a fantastic fucking show. It's coming out after New Year's. This is the Monday after New Year's, so I want to say Happy New Year's to everybody, all you guys listening. We're going to go around the room right now, and we're going to plug everything and make sure that you support all these people. Let's go to Zach. What do you got, buddy?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny, and listen to me every week on Friday on the Real Ass Podcast with the Real Ass Dude, Luis J. Gomez, Chris Scopo, Chris Tinkle, and we're on our new network, Gas Digital. We left
what
Stand
is
Up
it?
New York Labs.
What is that? Why did you leave Stand Up Labs?
Creative differences.
Yeah, that's a good way to
What the fuck is that? Come on, son. Be you, Zach.
Some of the things they wanted us to sign a long contract.
Right.
We're just to do the show there, and they wanted, I think, too much ownership of what we were going to do.
They own your stuff.
And
wow,
we weren't going to be able to monetize the show at all.
Really?
And so Lewis and Ralph Sutton created their own network.
Where is the studio?
At Ralph's place. It's nice. It's really
nice.
No,
I know it's nice.
Ralph's place is so nice, his elevator goes into his apartment.
I'm not laughing at that. His apartment's awesome, but I'm laughing that you made it sound like a fucking lounge in the 40s, like Ralph's place. You know, so, yeah, Ralph's a good guy, man.
Yeah, and it's really cool. And,
so you started a network with Ralph.
Yeah, it's
What's it called?
Gas Digital.
Why Gas Digital?
Gomez and Sutton, because they're not creative people.
What happened? What happened to Big J and Sex and Drugs and Rock and
That's
Roll?
That's on the network as well.
So what are the networks?
It's our show, Real Ass Podcast,
shows,
Dave
yep.
Smith's Part of the Problem,
right?
And Jay and Ralph's show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. And we're talking to more shows now, trying to see some like mid-sized podcasts with, you know, not the listenership you have.
Right. But no, but I know you started a network. I started it, man. I started from fucking very small, and then it's big now. So good luck with that. We got the chat. What's in the chat, baby?
Ooh, the latest thing is Pot420 says Zach killed during his last roast battle with Karen Feehan.
Really?
Yeah. I murdered.
Murdered?
I fucking
You love when
murdered.
Comics say that shit. I love when comics are like, I fucking... It was so like...
I am not confident, and it's the happiest I've ever made black people. They were yelling body bag. It was...
Really?
Nice.
Where was the roast battle? In Harlem?
Stand.
Oh, okay.
It was amazing.
All right, cool. What else you got?
Through Your Tears says, in Chicago, houses with trees get robbed during the day.
Yeah, well, Home Alone reference?
Yeah.
What do you got, Stavros?
Please follow my erotic Instagram account at Stavy Baby, STAVVY Baby. Some great holiday content is up there probably now. And also, I'll be with Bobby at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
The 14th through the 16th. And then maybe some other juicy gigs if Bobby wants to help out a poor...
I told you, look at my calendar, baby doll.
I'll look it up and I'll email you. Do you read those sketches? We'll talk about it later.
I'm reading them tonight.
Okay.
I had to read another script today.
All right, no problem.
I read a very funny script today, and I was writing my own shit, but I'm going to read them tonight.
Cool.
Yeah, dude, anything... I wish you came to Tampa, dude. It was a fucking blast. Yeah, you would have loved it. Verzi, what do you got, baby?
You can go to my Twitter, at Paul Verzi. That's V-I-R-Z-I. Everybody always fucks it up. On New Year's Eve, Jason Lawhead, Joe Bartnick, and Bill Burr will be at the Orpheum doing two shows on New Year's Eve in California. And what else is going on? I'm doing something in Poughkeepsie January 30th. Check my website, paulverzi.com. It has dates being added for 2016. And obviously my podcast, The Verzi Effect, which just hit 5 years and is doing great. So thank you.
Five fucking listening. Years.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
all right. What do you got, Michelle?
Twitter.
Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Good, man.
Twitter and Instagram at Michelle is a wolf.
I would love it if it was dead dicks.
Dead dick. Michelle cuts dead dick.
Split cock.
Sponge dick. All those are being taken right now. What is it?
At Michelle is a wolf. Twitter and Instagram. And then you can watch my web series on Comedy Central, Now Hiring. And then Dan Soder and I will have a web series coming out in January on Comedy Central as well called
Youth
People.
I'm so mad about that.
I know. I'm so
the
mad.
The fuck,
too.
Man?
Yeah. Don't worry. I think.
Come on. They had a fucking juicy part. I was in Canada. And I want to do this. Let's just make it happen. And originally they were going to move a Magoobie or something. I was like, do it, whatever. And then they're like, no, you have to do it Sunday. They were like, fuck you, Sunday. And I was like, I literally can't do it. Like, I need a fucking time machine.
All right.
Even if I was like, fuck it, let's go, and booked a ticket, I wouldn't have made it. Just because of the time difference.
I love how awkward this is making you. You're just like, okay.
Well,
I know. We really wanted Bobby. I mean,
I got Nick DiPaolo. Fucking a better Bobby. All right, well, there you go. Check that out. I'm sure it's hilarious. And thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
What else? Give me another chat.
Bunch of random topics. People were talking about Tina Fey on Howard Stern yesterday. A little bit of controversy there.
Too late.
Someone else says when Paul lowers his voice, he gets serious like Tarantino.
He says the N-word?
Only when they step on his shoes.
What do you got, man?
Get me at Chris Scopo on Twitter, and I'll read your dates.
What do you got, Deepu?
At R2 Deepu across the board.
Great. Who's going to Star Wars?
I've never seen Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I'm going.
Something wrong with you. You're a fucking robot.
I'm going.
She's just one of those girls that is going to be... I'm telling you, she's going to fucking own the business in fucking 5 years. You're literally going to have to go to her at a network, and she's going to go, hey, how you doing? You'll be like, remember me? I was on the... give me one sec. We're all fucking playing fucking games and buying our kids shit. She's out there just working with Dan Soder. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, so your dates. Next week will be the 8th and 9th. You're at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
Yep. One of my favorite clubs in the world. I love clubs like this. It's just in the hotel. It's been there for years. The people that own it are sweet as hell. The people that work there are awesome. And it's fucking insane. I love it. Some of the best shows I've ever had are there. Low ceilings, a little Trisket of a stage. And it's
a Trisket?
I love a little Trisket. I don't need a lot of. I just want a little Trisket. I want to be right in the middle of these fucking cocksuckers, and I want to hit it. And this club is one of my favorites. So Jersey, spread the word. Bring friends. Buy your tickets now. For the love of fuck. Mm-hmm. Stop doing walk-ups. I gotta fucking hear. Can you push on Twitter? Because you cocksuckers are lazy. Go to the website. Buy the tickets. It's, what, $19, $15, $20? Look for a code. I'm sure there's a Groupon. Whatever. Get your tickets. Buy 20. Bring your friends. Let's have some fun. Bananas. What date?
That sounds fun.
There is a Triscuit stage.
Then that's the 8th and 9th. Yeah, you're bananas. Okay, and great. Then the 14th through 16th, you were at Comics.
Yeah.
Mohegan Sun. Yeah. And then January 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, you're at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
All right, check it out. You guys are the best fans in the world. Go to my website. Check out all my stuff, Facebook. Like my Facebook page so you'll know when I'm doing stuff. Because if you go to the fan page, Robert Kelly Comedian, like it. I'll send you stuff. I'm putting up a new mailing list that's coming out that I did the first thing at I did this weekend in Tampa. My new mailing list, photos, all that shit. It's kind of a little thing I hooked up with an iPad Pro and a fucking selfie stick and a phone and blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of cool. You'll get those photos, all you Tampa people. You should have them already. And then make sure you go to the YouTube page. And do we have to do an ad for this?
Yeah, we can do it at the end, though.
Do it at the end. Make sure you go to our YouTube page and subscribe. And thumbs up it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. You guys are the best. Happy New Year. I hope you had a safe one. Be good, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free. Show!